Tonight's episode of Heavy Meta is brought to you by Face-to-Face Games.
Thank God it's Friday!
The story is true.
Heavy Meta. Heavy Meta.
You got a lot of repressed feelings, don't you, Friday? Don't you, Friday? You got a lot of repressed feelings, don't you, Friday? Don't you, Friday?
The following cast.
Who the fuck?
Who do you think it is, motherfuckers?
It's Heavy Metal, Magic Studios. What you guys doing here? You're not supposed to be here no more. We took over. This is our show now.
I'm sorry. I've been drinking too much while you guys were talking.
Yeah, so I'm going to be hardlining Kraken, and that's all I'm going to be doing the whole time. I don't give a fuck. So come on out. See me naked.
My wife is... What? Doctor, I have access to all the hypodermic needles that I need.
Hypodermic needles?
Hypodermic.
I want access to hypodermic needles. That's what I want.
He's like literally like he can't deal with like two of me.
I start walking home and I said, "Fuck you, San Diego."
What the fuck are they gonna put a baby seal with a club in its head?
I don't.
You can't invite a nigga to the door without, you know, making it true. And I'm going to say nigga a lot, too, because you guys cuss and talk about dicks and shit.
Totally okay with it.
Welcome to Heavy Meta.
But then there's other times where we're just rambling drunk the whole episode, and somehow we still come out with a fucking podcast every week.
He went to turn around and slipped in the puddle, and he fell side of the urinal.
There are rules to a Devil's Reach, and I still that like I don't know that shit just.
He turns around. I guess I gotta go make me some bagels.
The summer of a movie?
What the fuck? That sounded like some random ass person. The summer of a movie!
Look, guys, I knew I was coming into what would be like the Lord of the Rings style of podcast. I've got a liter of water next to me. We just cracked a 20-ounce Red Bull, and my wife has made amazing burritos for me to chomp down on the next 3 hours. As I came home today for 5 minutes to tell her, hey, I'm doing this podcast, I'll talk to you in about 3 hours. And
she gave me I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Welcome to Heavy Meta, your source for magic news, entertainment, and comedy.
What is up, you fucking squares? I'm Kevy Metal.
And I'm a circle.
And I'm a triangle.
I guess I'm still a goddamn square. Fuck you guys. Welcome to Heavy Meta. Tonight, we'll be covering... Our tokens are finally here. And more importantly, they're finally going to make...
They're almost gone.
...to your hands. Well, not... Hey, spoilers. Spoilers. Wizards of the Coast updates their policies on what employees are allowed and not allowed to do around your children. Pro Tour Fey Reforge is this weekend, so we'll talk like we know anything about it, and possibly introduce a new segment I would like to call What's Wrong with MTGO This Week.
Oh,
that and much, much more from the hole that involves Twitter, but there you have it. Obviously, the topic that is on all of our minds right now is the tokens. We made promises back at Christmas. That kind of went out the window, but they're finally here, and they're flying off the shelves, and it's now a popularity contest that Kevy is destroying.
Yeah, we fucked up, guys. I don't know. I don't know who chose those power and toughnesses, but maybe it was me. I honestly got to tell everyone, I wasn't informed of this until recently, but I'd made Kevy Metal a 1-1 elemental because he's crazy like lightning, but then someone had pointed out to me just literally 5 minutes ago that a lot of people are using them for Rabble Master tokens, and I'm like, oh, yeah, maybe we fucked up, man. I don't know why I chose 3-3 Beast.
Like the young Pyromancer thing was like, all right, cool, that'll work for the elemental tokens for the Pyromancer, but yeah, it's fucking the Rabble Master tokens are making fun. I'm still sticking by it's because it says Kevy Metal on it.
Yeah, you could be right.
Apparently, everybody else disagrees with me.
Now, and, I'll say this before. Look, before we write off me and David as failed attempts, there is another set coming. It's Dragons of Tarkir. So, if David isn't reborn and there isn't a thing that makes fucking dragons, then he's probably the biggest loser of all of us. But
clearly, I am the biggest loser of all of us.
David will just if David loses out on the dragon set, he'll just have to become like a manifest overlay instead of
super popular for a very small window. There'll be lots of Davids for a little while, and then a year down the road, everybody will be like, "What the hell? What is this? What am I gonna do with this?"
It's a giant green flaming ball of Kraken coming at you.
David's like the Merit Liege token. Like he's gonna be there expensive. Because
in the long run, I'll be the rare one because all the extras are gonna get buried out in the desert with that ET.
we're gonna be winging them at strippers in Vegas when we're out of dollar bills and that's all we have left. So,
hey baby, can I pay you? Can I pay you in David tokens? Just everywhere we go in Vegas, we leave like a stack of 50 of them.
Oh, I'd be fucking.
hand these out to your friends, honey.
She's like, oh, what the fuck? No, we need to get somebody to stand there like the dudes on the fucking street.
Yes.
Weird ass immigrant workers that slap their hands and fucking get naked.
I'm a porn token now.
We need to fucking totally do that with ours. We'll just have to get that on the fucking documentary is us standing there handing fucking heavy meta tokens out to strangers pretending that we're strippers.
All I'll say is this, that, huge shout out to Slipjag, who turned me on to Action Bronson, and for those that you don't know, then, you know, fuck, this is delicious, but that's up to you to go YouTube. But that man is like my new, he's my hero, and one day, I don't know, before I die, I must have a weekend with Action Bronson and Marcel, and I don't know what'll happen there, but that sounds awesome. But that man, I mean, he sounds just like everything of what heavy metal is encapsulated in that man's persona. So we will
have to check that shit out.
Oh my god, just go Google Easy Rider by Action Bronson. And if that isn't Kevy Metal, like if Kevy Metal was like 400 pounds, then I don't know.
Ooh, I can't imagine a 400 pound.
I know, right? That's the whole point. But
that's an intense visual. Having wrapped my arms around Kevin, he's nothing but skin and bones.
Like, absolutely nothing but skin and bones.
Yeah, for round two of our tokens, you're probably going to end up being like a 2-2 skeleton or something.
Yes! Actually, that's a Drudge skeleton token. There we go. For those that want to know, though, we are going to run out, which is fine. We will be doing a second round, but if we still have... we got a lot left, so hit us up. But if we do run out... we're reprinting for Vegas, and we will update. So I don't know if we'll have, you know, Durf. I mean, please, Durf, we'll suck you off. But update our artwork, maybe, or maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't want to speak for our artist, and I don't want to make, you know, sweeping claims of what anyone is willing to do and what they're not willing to do. But I as currently the executor of the state of the tokens, I will say that the box, this was super late breaking news last week. I literally picked it up out of my mailbox minutes after we finished casting.
I love that you said super late breaking news. That was awesome. Because heavy metal is just a lose. slip, Freudian slip. Keep going, Tizzy.
So everyone that I have sent out to or have got contact now, that was kind of the preview window. We hadn't even talked about it on the cast, so I can only hope that popularity and interest snowballs after this gets released on Friday, because to me this was really eye-opening to how many people actually follow us on Twitter enough to give a shit to send an email to the random new email address. HeavyMetaSVU@gmail.com, which I will say several times during the course of the show so that you now know where to get things. But between Thursday now. Morning, Wednesday...
We're fucking legit! We have an email!
No, we're not legit. We're Heavy Meta. That's another website.
Oh, okay.
That's so fair. Okay. I put a picture of the box of what we got online. We probably roughly had about 250 of each of us. As it stands right now, I've probably got about just over half of that box left. Plus probably like 40 David tokens, but we covered.
You motherfucker! You could resist that shit, could you?
I mean, it's only funny to me because you had emailed me specifically being like, "Hey, I got this event coming up. Ship me tokens." And I was like, "Man, we're gonna run out real soon." I was like, "Oh, I could just ship them all to Davids." I was like, nah.
Yeah, that would be the hey David. Here's 250 Davids. What the fuck? That would be so awesome.
I picture all.
Do you think it's funny? I mean, I feel like the deck got stacked in my favor, or I would have probably been in a similar boat. Because, you know, 3-3 is a pretty common token in Magic, so some people want some shirtless Maddies. But Kevin is far and away the winner in this particular round. But nonetheless, I would like to thank everybody that has reached out so far. I've made it very clear that, you know, we don't want to charge for these. We just want to get them out to people. But we definitely ate some costs to make this happen. Just to ship them domestically in the United States is like about $1.50 to make it happen. And then international, which I have put no restrictions on and has been spectacular just to hear from all corners of the globe of people. I mean, I've already sent stuff out to Sweden, Germany, the United Kingdom, Australia, Italy, as of this cast. And again, that was only people that reached out on Twitter. So, you know, by the time you're listening to this, do not hesitate to contact me there. People have been very generous to help pick up our tab on shipping and help pick up our tab on costs on these things. Because again, they are really nice quality. Maddie did not spare the expense there. So, I envision a second printing as they currently stand. Whether or not that's going to be for easier Canadian distribution or if we'll just keep doing it through the States, we'll figure it out later. We haven't had that conversation yet. I think initially when I thought we were going to have, you know, Maddie stationed with one up north, I'd be down one in the United States and we'd ship them out. But, It's seemingly easier for you to just get stuff out.
Speaking of me being the winner in this, I feel like the way that I am the winner in all of this, and actually everybody else is the winner, the way this worked out, is because, I don't know if you guys realize this or not, but when Maddie got the tokens, Maddie DM'd me and asked me, what's your new address so I can send you these tokens and you can kind of distribute them to David and TSG. You know, you're in California, you can get them to them a lot easier. And it took me an hour or two to get back to him, and he's like, oh yeah, by the way, I just shipped them to TSG. And I was like, all right, cool, no problem. Everybody won there because, as TSG has said, just through Twitter, like, you know, we're already halfway through the box or whatever. You realize that had those come to my house, not a single one of them have got shipped out yet. Like, nobody would have their hands on tokens. It's the fact that we have somebody responsible like TSG helming this thing that, like, I literally would have just been, oh, look at these are fucking sweet. And I would have given David a stack of his own and, you know, a couple of the other ones to hand out. And I just have them all sitting in my other room being all, man, these tokens are fucking awesome.
And, we are nobody would get any. Cast. Smarter decisions have been made, as I see it. I really do feel like they're not really ours yet, because as much as I've like had to rifle through them to ship them out, I haven't pulled any aside for me or anything. I've just
People. We're not gonna be able to pull it.
I don't even have a set yet. People are asking me, I'm like, fuck, I don't even know what these bitches look
except
like.
Except for David. David will have plenty for
you motherfuckers. Oh my god.
Oh my god, can I please get a set of four David tokens with a giant dick drawn across all four of them? Please, I want that.
Be careful with what you wish, David. I remember you saying, like, man, I need these tokens so that I
already got frozen out of the drunken cast, and now this, like, this is too much.
At this point, it's impossible not to just send, like, updated, because it's a graph unto itself. All I have to do is stack the people. You can immediately tell the popularity contest.
This is awesome.
It's like now like whenever I get messages from people, I'm always like, well, why do you even want extra Maddies? Like, what are you doing to make 3-3s? Like, why do you not just want a bunch of 1-1s? Like, that's what everyone makes.
Don't even go. You know what? Fuck it. I'm changing everyone to 1-1s. Fuck it.
I think we stick with the pictures we have, the token type we have until Vegas, and then I say we do something different and special for Vegas, because I've definitely gotten responses through email from people that are coming into the country just for Vegas. Because I, you know, people reach out and they're like, okay, you know, I'd love to get tokens. I was like, whoa, you live there? Okay. I'm like, I'll totally send you them. It's going to cost me like $10 to get you four of them, but if you want them, we'll do it. And they're like, that's okay, I'll be in Vegas. Just wait until then. I'm like, okay, I guess I'll archive this email for 5 months. Maybe we'll print more by then, so we'll have something special for Vegas.
Well, listen to this. So the plan is, because Modern, obviously Vegas is Modern Masters. My plan is, we may have to use other artwork. I'm not sure. We do have the 100th episode alternate artwork. And there's, you know, I'm pretty good with the graphics. I might be able to make things look a little cooler. But I probably will be able to make us all modern themed tokens. So for me, I want to be the voice of Resurgence token just because I need them. So, you know, if you guys can suggest any themes or tokens you'd like to see.
Tokens. I'll be the worm coil tokens. You got to make two of me.
There you go. That would be awesome. The
still
negative.
Still trying to win the popularity contest. Like, yep. I'm thinking like, reverse order. Like David that's gets first cool. pick in the token draft this time.
that's probably what
do you want to be? Like whatever's left. Like what makes like you should be like one of Kevy should be like one of the tokens up the reef worm chain or something.
Oh yeah, yeah. In moderns, which doesn't get played. That's beautiful. I love it.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're getting at. You'd like us to all be tokens to play. One of us should be like a Pestermite token or a Deceiver Exarch copy token.
That could be you. That's fine. I don't know what the fuck the point of that is, but sure. I mean, I think here's the thing. Let the fans, you hit us back. I know Luke and a few other people had very specific tokens that they would like done, but let us hit us or hit us up, and we'll do it. I know for me, I'm already locking myself in his voice, so I'm not changing that. So fuck it.
That's cool. You've called.
I'm calling it.
I had an idea in the shower before, like, for these Vegas tokens. Like,
does the fact that you're in the shower matter to the idea?
Well, I was naked.
Oh shit.
But other than that, no, it has nothing to do with it.
Wait, Kevy, I have to say something. So speaking of Kevy naked, I had forgotten your fucking bullshit at the end of the last episode that I don't know if people listened. I'd forgotten
from
that.
The future.
I'd forgotten Dicks from the Future. And I picked up my phone, and because I'm new to a Nexus 5, I had an Apple Gen 1. I didn't know what the fuck. I could not get rid of it. It's still there. It's still... I can't not see that picture in my fucking... home feed. I don't know how to get rid of it. I'm swiping at it. I'm smacking it. I'm shaking the phone. I'm trying to flick it. It just keeps getting bigger. I'm like, get the fuck out. Oh, I hate you. You piece of shit.
Remember when we got asked, like, what do you do with dick pics on your phone? Do you keep them? Do you delete them? And Maddie has answered that in real life. Like, he keeps them. Because he can't...
I can't get rid of it. I don't want it. I don't want it on my phone. Fuck. I gotta... People send me other things so it pushes it down and gets it away from... I don't know how to get rid of it.
Take a whole bunch of selfies so that, you know... Like, yeah. It'll push it down. Then, God forbid...
That's a different type of dick pic.
Yeah. No.
No, I think, God forbid, your wife ever gets a hold of your phone and sees this string of, like, 90 selfies of you and them. My dick at the end of it.
Yeah, I don't even know what that says. A lot of bad things. You know what? Sadly, my wife would probably be like, it makes a lot of sense. It really makes a lot of sense.
Well, that's why you're always talking about
this. Those fucking guys. Hey, you know what, David, though? As a way to keep 4-4 relevant for you, you should become the Geist of St. Traff angel token.
I'm telling you.
That's what certain people were like saying. Like, I can use them as a Geist token.
There you go.
That's an easy transition.
But even then, that's like, I need one of them. That's all I need. It exiles at the end of turn anyway. And so nobody's like, you know what? Sign me up for the 8 of those motherfuckers.
You need like 2 of them, don't you?
No, not really.
No, because like...
You'll never have more than one.
Creature, yeah. And it exiles at the end of each turn.
Oh, yeah.
So right. You just keep recycling that same token. Yeah.
You're better off just being fucking... just being the fucking dragon then. At that point.
You know what? We'll figure it out. I'm sure there's another token in modern that's relevant.
I had this idea while I was naked in the shower.
Oh, fuck.
No, I think if we could get, like, hopefully we could get one of these awesome artists on this. But, so I'm thinking for the back of the token, what we need to do is the fucking Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas fucking cover. Like, a fucking Hunter Thompson and fucking Dr. Gonzo in the fucking car, but just, like, with all 4 of us in the fucking car, and just do it up like that. I think that would be a sweet-ass fucking back to the fucking Vegas token.
Well, you know who would be amazing?
Heavy Meta in Las Vegas.
Now, you know who would be amazing at that? Is Stephen Raffel. Imagine, you know, me driving, Kevy in the front seat, TSG in the back with his cube, all the cards flying out of it. David's grappling TSG in the back at the same time.
Oh, I'm getting the worst from both angles.
all the David tokens just flying out. Oh, be sick.
Yeah, but instead of the cocaine flying off the briefcase, it's just David tokens flying up into the air.
Oh my God, that'd be so sweet. I don't know. I mean, we always throw shit at Stevie there, but come on, Rafael, let's do this.
We always call on you to do stuff, so we don't want to do that. But yeah, can you do that?
Do this?
Go ahead and do that.
You got to be a hero this time. There is financial retribution.
Well, again,
retribution.
Yeah, that's right. Do it or you're dead. Yeah.
We're going to steal money from you if you do this.
If you do this, we will steal the money.
That
from
sounds
you.
Like how we roll.
We're getting way too far ahead of ourselves. Okay. Our tokens are still brand spanking new. This is the first time we've talked about them on the show. Let's not get... I know we're super raging hard on for Las Vegas, and I'm right there with you guys. But these things are new in our hands. I'm so ecstatic and thankful to finally be a token. You have no idea how many literal years people would fucking ask me, when are you going to be a token? When are you going to be a token? I was like, I'm never going to be a token. Don't ask me.
I'm never going to be a token.
Never say never. Never say never, TSG. Yeah.
Look at me now. I've finally made it.
Look at me now. All I had to do was fucking sell my soul to Heavy Meta. And now
I'm just second best to Kevin, and that's all it took. That's I will...
It's the way it is, man.
Hey, it could be worse.
Yeah, David's like, it could be worse, assholes.
In your defense. No one
I live in a garbage can.
No one's emailed yet being like, man, I really need goblin tokens. Give me a bunch of Kevies. Don't bother with anything else. Every single person that's emailed me has at least, you know, gone for the 1X set of everybody. So we're out there. We're out there waiting.
If it happens.
Now there is one I know I mean in heavy metatypical fashion, whatever we do, we immediately start talking about the next thing we do and we forget what we just did. Like me and Kevin started that like episode 3. But I had a really good idea, which is in the Vegas run, what I think we should do is also I'm gonna print a blank token with whatever back we decide, but a blank front. And all of us will have stacks of them, and I know at least, I mean, well, fuck, maybe we just give it all to fucking Kevy, because I know Kevy Metal's hand-drawn signature tokens may be a hit, you know.
That might be fun. You know what you do for the back is just do the fucking, the all four of us fucking logo that we were talking about
for
the back. With a Heavy Metal fucking stamp on it, and then we'll just do a blank fucking front, and I will fucking... I'll bring an ink pad, and I will dip my balls in it.
That is literally what Maddie just said.
Well, that's it. Haven't you listened to Heavy Metal for 104 episodes? That's what he does.
I don't listen to what he's saying. I catch the gist of it and then go off on my own shit.
Yes, that sounds like a great idea, Kevy. I like where your head's at. Let's do that.
All right, let's jump into some magic talk this week, because we've got... Well, shit, so much stuff is going on. But let's jump into the Wizards of the Coast. They have now allowed, apparently if you're a Wizards employee, you weren't allowed to participate in anything magic. That was their policy, but they have changed it. So you're allowed to play on MTGO, but apparently on MTGO you have to play in some weird queue that's only for employees, but you're allowed to play, which doesn't make any sense to me because... Well, weren't they doing that before in the beta count? But apparently you can also play in paper events now, which is cool. I mean, I don't have any issue with that. It's fine.
Yeah. They still have, like, stipulations where it's like they, you know, like, after a release, they can't play for, like, a week or something like that. And fucking, I mean, yeah, you might as well let them fucking play.
Yeah, I mean, they're just not allowed to win.
It's like the they're
just
playing.
Not allowed
like,
to win. They can play.
They're smaller events anyway.
Yeah, well, they're just not allowed to play
anyway. And it's like if you know, it's like the ban restricted list. Fucking all right, they unbanned WotC employees, and if it gets out of hand and somebody that works at WotC is just fucking cleaning up wrecking shop somewhere because they know too much, then you just ban them again. Fuck it.
That is surprisingly accurate for this conversation, I would say.
That's because I haven't had enough to drink yet.
It's funny to me because I feel like there was definitely the curtain that was there, that as soon as you became an employee, it was felt like you know so much, you become so omnipotent in the game that it would be dangerous for you to be with us regular wizards, and they need to keep you away from us. Which was, it was kind of cool because it had like this air of mystery to it where it's like, oh, you know, you can't play in this draft. You would just destroy us because you have all of this infinite knowledge of the future and how these cards interact. But at the same time, it is important for the employees, especially ones that are involved in tournaments and gameplay and organized play and various varieties, to be able to get into the trenches and really know what the player experience is like. And I don't see a downside to this at all. I think that the biggest thing to come out of it is that they've really put labels on kind of third-party events. Like they've said to the public the importance of things like a Star City Games Open or a TCG player max points events. Like those, to them, those are now real and they have value, and because of that, you know, Wizards employees are still barred from that. But what you can expect is a lot of Seattle area FNMs to now feature Wizards employees.
I mean, right. Hey, you know what? When the Wizard employee is like, I'm passing this treasure cruise because I designed it and it sucks. I mean, I have no fear that the Wizards guys... Go ahead.
Girl, I'm going to pass this treasure cruise because I designed it and it sucks, and that's what's wrong with the goddamn game. The card doesn't suck. The card's awesome.
But, I mean, again, it's just like, no matter how you design the game, your experience isn't... It's not the hive mind. That's fine. I think it's been, in all honesty, long overdue. So.
Yeah, I think it's so, weird. You got to let them fucking play. And I mean, like, this might, I mean, maybe it's kind of a long shot, but this might actually bring about something. If the people that are fucking playing, because we've talked about that, you know, quite a bit before too. They are so far removed. They're playing fucking Future League, and they're in their little fucking R&D mindset, and they're not looking at what the fucking rest of the world's doing, you know, playing Magic, like normal fucking people playing Magic. You know, maybe them getting out and playing normal fucking events instead of just being in their little fucking, you know, up in their tower at WotC. That might translate into some better interaction.
Now, if you had to have one R&D Wizards member show up at your local FNM, who would you choose? And why?
I don't know who these people are. I don't know the names of the people that are that work for WotC.
Anyone's name you've ever heard. Maybe they don't even work
Batty there. Studios.
I'm not Wizards. Come on. I mean, I think I would want, obviously, I would want Mark Rosewater and Aaron Forsythe, so.
You only get one, goddammit.
Oh, I only get one? Well, then, fuck. Does Ken Nagel still work there? No?
Yeah, he's awesome. His wife's awesome.
Well, I don't know about his wife. Hey, I don't know. I mean, geez, you got more intimate connections than me. I'm not talking about anyone's wife and shit, but... I'll go Ken Nagel, because he likes fat chicks. I mean, fatties.
Wow. Oh man, we're just barely into the cast and this shit's getting deep. I can't wait for the Twitter hole. Somebody's gonna die tonight.
I guarantee I'm the one that does it too after this night and all the fucking token madness and iced out of the fucking drunken cast. Like, this is bullshit. When are you guys getting choked to death?
Do you have a preference on which R&D member you wish would show up at your Friday Night Magic or their significant other?
I mean, I'm just going to take the easy one and you know, say Aaron Forsythe, but...
Aaron is the best. If we were to book anybody on this show and I would actually try to make it happen, Aaron would be the guy. He is a no-pulls-punches kind of guy, and he is very good at Magic. It helps that you kind of get... He will not pull punches on you in that regard when you play with him.
Well, it's good. I don't like people pulling punches on me. I don't need it.
No. Because then you're going to grapple them, and then you're going to show them that their punches were worth it.
All right, I'm going... Exactly. If I got to give you an answer, I'm going to go with... I want Worth to show up, and I'm going to spike his drink. I'm going to get him wasted, and then we're going to just gang fuck him or something.
Oh,
I don't know.
Whoa!
There are levels to where all we're right. going. Shit.
Okay, fine. We'll kick his ass first.
Wow, like...
First we'll kick his ass.
Sip first before we guzzle it.
You could just...
I'm fucking Chevy Metal. You think that I'm going to sip before I guzzle?
You know what? What other topics do we got tonight?
That was it. Show's over. Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
If you're interested in Heavy Meta tokens, please email us at heavymetasu@gmail.com. I'll put that out there. Because, again, I don't know exactly how many people listen to this show. I feel like I've learned exactly how many people follow us on Twitter by the number of emails I've gotten this last week. But I'd really like to think that at least twice as many people listen. So if you want tokens, let me know. It's the best way I have to know how many people are actually listening to our cast and where they're from. And once this whole token debacle is over, that email account will probably transform into a show note ideas and a backstock of dick pics. that we will then.
I love that it doesn't become like, hey, you know, communicate with Heavy Meta and that. No,
it's just send a backlog of dick pics. Most of them will be from like all these different fucking random ass emails, but all seem to kind of fucking coincide together, be the same thing. They all say Kevy or Metal in the name somewhere, and it's just a bunch of me sending dick pics to you guys.
Well, I can definitely tell you, your penis is easily definable, and. Mm-hmm. At this point, we could all pick it out of a lineup, so I don't know.
Because it has a fucking door knocker on the end of it?
That's it. Boom. I'm fucking done. That was why I showed up in the Magic community. Now I can leave. I just wanted everybody to be able to pull my cock out of a lineup, and I've been able to fucking do that now.
I'm done. I'm gonna just say something, though. Now, this is a really, really obscure reference for... I doubt anyone, even on this cast, can get this. But your dick pic looks like... the 1980s show Ripley's Believe It or Not intro that had the guy who had the railroad spike shot through his skull. That's, if anyone remembers that show, I know it's old, but that's what I saw.
That's fucking
a skull with a railroad spike shot right through it. It was, I don't know. Anyway,
that's basically what it was.
I don't know how you piss. That's how fucked up that is.
You gotta change your fucking aiming habits.
I think you just can go dual stream, right? Split them out left and right.
Well, it'll drip out the bottom hole, so you basically have to stand close to the toilet. Oh,
fuck! That's not what I wanted to hear.
You did this, Matty. By the way, I did this.
Fuck, I did this. Yeah, I'm the one that encouraged Kevin Vittle. Fuck me. Okay, so
you guys should. It was a lot worse way back in the day.
Yeah, it was. So
it was a lot worse when I first got it done. I'd pull it out constantly. I'd bang it on windows, like car windows. I'd bang it on coffee tables. I didn't give a shit. Oh, look, everybody, I gotta ring in my cock. What?
I mean, he does use it as a literal door knocker. Like, if he comes to your front door, he doesn't.
Yeah, I can do that. It's fucking door, sweet.
No bells, only cock against front door.
I don't know how many people would play with a batter skull with a batter skull token. No, listen. I don't know how many people would play with the limited edition Kevin Metal Dick Batter Skull token. But,
oh, dear. How fucking sweet would that be? The fucking lifelink one has just me fucking...
No,
worm coil. Never mind. I'm retarded. That's
no. Just the Batter Skull token is you. I don't know. Just like a table from Portland. Like, that's it. I don't know.
It's a 00 STD token. I mean, yeah, worm token.
Yes. That's right.
It's got infect. Well, maybe there's something... All right, well, guess what, gentlemen? We have I am super, super excited. As everyone knows, I've been playing Modern. Really excited, you know, working, or not even work. I don't work with these guys. What am I? I'm fucking nobody. But I've been talking to them and trying to help everyone out, you know, just trying to learn as much as I can about the Modern format. Been talking to Scotty and KYT and Bloody Mess Jess and all these guys that are going to be on the Pro Tour this Friday, which is insane, in D.C. Wow. Like, how cool is this? This is pretty sweet, man. I'm praying to God they get KYT on coverage and he crushes this shit. Because Batman, I mean, it's about time. Batman. It's about time, Batman. You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got homies on the fucking Pro Tour.
Man of the Pride. You know?
Don't stop.
Now, you guys all play a considerable amount of Modern, you would say? Would you say?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the dominant format.
What do you expect to see in the metagame this weekend?
Oh, boy. From what I've seen...
A lot of Abzan, a lot of robots.
Yeah. They're definitely good. I think the breakout decks that you're going to see in the hands of the right pilot, I think Infect is... deadly.
I'm still fucking pulling for fucking Infect. I think that deck is gonna be
I personally hate that deck, but it is good. With becoming,
I used to hate the Infect mechanic when I was a little more casual about it. But like now, as like I said before, it's like playing Burn. You know,
I don't know. I think it's like a combo. it's very similar to Boggles almost. It's combo. You know, you hit and you try to go off on that turn and just kill them.
Yeah.
Become Immense is just broken because now, you know, they try to suit up the, you know, Inkmagnetics ethics and you counter the spells or whatever you do and they're like, oh, now you got 6-7 cards in the graveyard. They're like, great, I'll just, you know, send in this elf and then become Immense, hit you for 8 or whatever. It's retarded. So I think that deck is very good. I think we're going to see a lot of I hate to say it, but it is the Pro Tour, so you know we're going to see freaking Combo up the ass. We'll see Storm being piloted by Tom Martell and freaking John Finkel, I'm sure, for sure. We're probably going to see what's his name? Dickman playing Twin. I think that's his deck, right? And we'll probably see Tom Ross playing Infect. From what I have seen, a lot of people are playing Abzan. A lot of junk.
Now, real quick, back to the Infect thing. I had to make sure real quick. But doesn't, like, the natural artifact hate in fucking people's sideboards, doesn't that just kind of blank?
No.
Like...
Not really.
Because that's, like, Infect's way to go around is you just stomp out their fucking Ink Moth Nexus. Like,
No, that's not. Like, if you watch Tom Ross play Infect. Now, I'm sure, like, if I played Infect, you'd probably beat me. But, like, when you watch how they play, they really do sculpt the hand. That is unstoppable. Mm-hmm. It has protection. You know,
right.
They've got all the growth they would want on their kill shot. The
Miracle-Gro.
The Miracle-Gro. It's a good deck. Like, I don't know what KO.
I need to watch some videos on that or something because I'm really interested in the fucking Infect deck. And I just like, I mean, I haven't seen it. I mean, any current versions of it, I haven't seen Infect played in fucking forever. So I'm kind of like, interested in that.
It's been 1.5. It's been 1.5, but I feel like this is going to be where people are it's going to come back. I don't know, but that's what I think. Now, the other decks you got to watch out for right now is definitely Tron. It's all over MTGO testing room. There's multiple versions of Tron. They're all very good. That deck is going to be represented in some way. I think Team Geist, which, you know, Scotty Mag, Jason, and Larry, you know, that's their deck. They've mm-hmm. been working on it for, like, years now. I'm also trying to get on that deck.
That's what I've been playing recently.
Super complicated to play. It's probably a very high-end deck in terms of skill and play pattern. But I think that deck is also very good. Sean McLaren, like, I think that's his fucking jam. You know he's going to be in the top 8. He'll be repping that. And I think Abzan, like I said, with Junk, it's just very good. There's aggro ways to go about it. There's control ways. But it's just so good. Like, that is also going to be up there. What I don't think we're going to see is... I don't think we're going to see a lot of Twin. I don't know why. I just don't... I don't think it's going to...
I disagree. I think Twin is one of the decks that got hurt the least by those bannings.
Well, we'll see. It's a good call. I don't think we're going to see Twin. And I mean, Robots, again, I think
I think Scapeshift is the one that got hurt.
You think
so? Blue-Red, Delver, obviously, is not a deck
gone.
Anymore. And Scapeshift, it got knocked back down to a Tier 2 at best with the banning of Dig Through Time. So I think that deck falls off the map.
It feels like, it sounds like Tron has now had room to really grow because those Delver decks aren't there. Aggressive decks, for the most part, you know, you're seeing a lot of. It sounds like Robots and Infect. If you want to be fast and you want to be down, it sounds like, you know, those are your choices. Not a lot of Zoo, not a lot of Wild Nacatl's being played.
I don't know. There is. That's the other thing I was going to touch on. That, you know, in the hands of a Brian Kibler, you know, we could see some crazy shit.
There for it to be better than Robots or Infect? Like, you're talking about decks where cards like Cranial Plating and Become Immense can just kill in one turn. It's you know, there's not a lot of, you know, thought almost. It has to go into, like, well, how should I do this? What am I playing around? Am I attacking for 3 on turn 2, and is that good when you can attack for 10 poison on turn 4 or whatever?
Sure.
Or attack for 12 with Lifelink off Voltscourge.
Here's the thing that I saw, which was surprising, which is Lingering Souls. Lingering Souls is in Junk. It is being splashed in Geist. It is being splashed all over the place. So maybe that's going to be one of those cards that just shuts down certain decks. Like, go ahead, I'll just block you all day long till I can, you know, draw into a win con. I don't know. You got to remember, Souls is back hardcore. It is all over the place right now. So, I don't know. I'm excited. I don't see there being a 100%, like, this is the deck that's going to do it. I think it's going to be someone running hot with a deck they know really well is going to do it. So.
And there's no big breakouts after the,
I don't know.
After the
I don't think
that,
so.
That we know of. Again, you know, like, we're having this conversation and everyone listening is like, yeah, the Pro Tour is already going on, guys.
Well, there could be. I mean, this is just us speculating on a Wednesday evening.
But, you know, those dredge cards. those dredge cards are not exactly breaking out in anyone's mind. We haven't seen a massive spike in anything other than Vengevine for people trying to have fun there.
There is the Bridge from Below deck. There's some crazy, just in the last couple of days, right before the cast, there's been a huge resurgence on MTGO Testing Room. A lot of people trying to break that. So
I don't know how a Bridge from Below deck can be in a format full of Bolt and Helix.
Have you seen them go off in one turn? They have like 50 creatures. So you bolt their guy and they get a zombie? Like, it's pretty hard to...
Well, you can bolt your own guy to remove their bridge.
You can bolt your own guy to remove their bridge. That's my point. Like, you know, if you know what's going on, like, that deck is not the most scary of decks.
I mean, what makes it a Bridge from Below deck? What is this thing doing that other decks aren't doing? Like, what
it's
makes
it
so
standard? It's a standard Grave Troll deck. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's just a Golgari Grave Troll. It's like the modern version of Dredge.
So you got, what's the fucking one drop zombie? You got, Vengevine. You got Bloodghast. You got Street Wraith. Golgari Troll. Bridge from Below. Narcomoebas. Stuff like that. So they're trying to, like, some of them run Hedron Crab and that. So they're just trying to dump everything into the yard. They are fast. I've seen them go off turn two, turn three. So that's, you always have to pay attention when that happens. The deck that I have not seen anywhere at all in 3 weeks is the Jeskai Ascendancy deck. Now, I don't know if that's, I don't know if that's because they're just, it's on the down low and no one is talking about it because, you know, Jeskai Leighton is just going to crush everyone and he doesn't want anyone to know. But I haven't seen any of it. I haven't seen it once. So
now, from bannings, what really affected the Ascendancy combo deck?
I think it's just the loss of Cruz that was the big one.
I mean, there have been a lot of requests.
There was a bunch of talk about it losing Cruz didn't like really neuter the deck or anything. I mean, it
just
was
depowered
like,
it.
Yeah, it was like Burn losing Cruz. It sucks to lose it. It was a huge fucking power boost for Burn, but, I mean, losing it doesn't change much. I mean, it just takes it right back to fucking where it was before. And I think the fucking Ascendancy combo losing, like, combo deck, like, losing Cruz didn't kill the deck, but I also think that it, you know, it might have just knocked it down to fucking, like, 1.5 kind of thing. And maybe it's just the fact that everybody's like, all right, cool, that deck's, you know... The deck's cool and all still, but right now, fucking, you know, there's other hot shit, so we're gonna work with that instead.
Could be. I don't know. I don't know a lot about, like, where Ascendancy left. I just feel like as soon as the bans were announced, that just no one talked about it anymore. So yeah, it could be one of those, like, things. They're just keeping it, they just don't want to talk about it because they're working on it. So,
What do you think about Ascendancy, David? Any ideas on that?
I like the deck. I was putting it together. I mean, it took a small hit with Treasure Cruise and Dig getting banned, but I still think it's a good deck. I just, you know, I think it's...
Well, that's the thing. Is it one of those things where it's like, it is a good deck, but, like, does it just pale in comparison to some of the other shit that can happen now without Dig and Cruise? Like, you know,
well,
like,
I mean,
you're on Geist and shit right now.
It's very, very vulnerable to certain sideboard cards, and right. It's also, you know, it's, to me, it's kind of a glass cannon deck. Like, you know,
right.
When it does what it's trying to do, it's really, really strong, and when it doesn't, it's a terrible deck. You're just doing a bunch of stupid shit and your opponent is beating you down. So,
right.
To me, it's just like it's inconsistent. And this is all just theory. I have not tested this deck, and I've not played against it. It's just looking at it, and I've watched some videos on it, and, you know, you can do some really tricky stuff, even in the, you know, the standard version of it. Modern, obviously, is more consistent. You got more efficient cards, and a better ability to take full use of the Ascendancy, even on the turn that you cast it. I do like the more, like, creatureless version, which I think is just the only version that's around anymore. It doesn't, you know, I did see one version that ran, there's the creatureless version, or, you know, not really, it's like the Mana Dork version is the one that has a bunch of creatures, and then there's one that just has Fate Stitchers and the Fairy Conclave. I think that one's more, consistent and is, but it's also more susceptible to the hate cards. And then there's the one that has like Sylvan Caryatids. It's got Bloom Tender. And it actually combos off. It just generates a shit ton of mana and then casts Tooth and Nail Entwined and goes gets Xenagos the God and
yes.
Emrakul
oh.
and swings for 30.
I got
on
crushed by that. Yes.
Damn. Right? So there's two different versions. I like that version, obviously, because it's just fun. You know, swinging with the 30-30 fucking flying double strike, you know, or
whatever.
30-30 flying annihilate.
You're dead.
Yeah. A giant, a super giant, I guess, spaghetti monster. Mm-hmm. You know, so I like the deck. And from what I saw, like, it's powerful and it seems like it's fun. Anybody that likes to draw cards and loot and all that stuff, like, that's
so what would
be
what
deck,
would you play?
It's just it's susceptible to removal.
Well, here's a question. Here's a question for everyone. What would you play? You're at the Modern Pro.
I would play Team Geist because I think it has game against everything, and you know, it is one of those decks where it benefits you to have knowledge of the format, uh-huh. and also, you know, a good view of different lines of play. Okay. But I like it. The other thing that I think there's going to be some you know, fly under the radar and somebody's going to do really well with it is Boggles.
You think so? Boggles yeah. over Infect? Oh. I think Infect's yeah. a better deck over Boggles, no?
I think it's got a better matchup against it.
So like, many Lilianas running around.
Yeah, but I mean, Boggles is not too worried about a Liliana. Like, they have fetch lands into yeah. Arbor, Dryad, and... You know, it's not that hard to have two creatures out, and you can do it at instant speed, and they go, oh, Liliana, minus two. All right, sack my Wooded Foothills and go get, you know, Windswept Heath for a Dryad Arbor. Sacrifice that, and then you're just dead next turn. So I think that it's very well positioned, especially because not a lot of people are sideboarding for it.
Okay. What about Kevin? Yeah. Do I even need to ask what you would be playing?
Yeah, I'll just say, like, I mean, we could skip past the obvious burn because it's the only deck I know how to play, and like go to Infect maybe.
Okay, if I was gonna play after everything that I've done, while I would like to say that I could play Team Geist, I'm not there yet. It's just very complicated for my skill level at this point, which I'll get there. But the deck I think I would do the best at would be Grizzle Reanimator, red black. Really, really yeah. like that get. Huge shout out to Tyler the Fro. Tyler Fro, that is his deck. He knows it inside and out. But that deck is the shit, man. I have been crushing fools in the Modern Tournament room with that. And you can win on turn... Oh, yeah, it's so good, man. Just turn one Thoughtseize, throw Grizzlebrand in the yard. Turn two, you can throw a Simeon Spirit Guide. You could do so many things with that deck and just Goryeo's Vengeance, you're shitting to play, and then... You know, what is it? The Fury of the Horde or something? Let you attack again. Dump two red cards. Yeah, you just keep cycling through that. You draw half your deck and you just kill them. It's so... You never feel with that deck like you're... Ah, I'm fucked. Unless it's like turn five. Yeah. That deck, if you're not winning...
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, that deck, I remember putting that deck together for a friend. That's the deck that he wanted to play, and then he tested it online, and he was just like, when it does what it's supposed to do, it's fucking crazy, but it's, like, wildly inconsistent.
I don't know. It depends. I played probably 80 matches with it, and there are draws where, you know, I don't know, I always call it the MTG fucking curse when you draw five lands in a row and you're like, fuck, I just need a way to get this damn creature in the yard, you know, but there's so many redundant pieces.
I guess it gets a little bit better with, it runs Tormented Voice?
I was running Tormented Voice. Tyler has a very specific vision of it that he's tuned, and I'd probably, you know, agree with what he suggests. But I did try running that.
So what all are? I mean, obviously it runs Faithless Looting. There's no way
sure.
that's not run.
Yeah. So
what are your other methods of dumping your creatures? Like, how are you self milling or discarding?
So I was running four Faithless Looting. You got four Thoughtseize where you can Thoughtseize yourself, which, you know, is very relevant.
Yeah, it's relevant.
Yep. You got I was running two. Tormented Voices, but you can also run two Lilianas, but I felt they were too slow, so I switched them out for the two Tormented Voices. So that's, there is also, what else? I think that's, is that all the ways to dump in the yard? Oh no, I was also, so what I tried to do, which I don't know, a lot of people agree with, I've switched a little bit to, I splash for two, actually I have four, blue-black fetches that can get one, blue-black fetch land, so that I can run, the Is It Charm, which I found was really good. Because I can draw two, dump two, or I can counter target spell.
Or... Yeah, it's got Faithless Looting along with it Spell Pierce and,
yes. And it, I have found that to be fucking awesome. I'd almost want to switch it to four. Just move up to four. And it's very relevant because it pitches to Fury of the Horde because it's a red card. So that's, there's a lot of ways to get your shit in the yard. Also, Pentad Prism is fucking amazing. Because on turn two, like on turn one, you can drop a land, throw your Simian Spirit Guide in the yard, throw a Pentan Prism, it's got two counters on it, you got a land in the yard. Next turn, you can do that, you can have five or six mana on turn two. It's very quick. Even in some games, I've just kept doing that, and I've just fucking hard cast Grizzlebrand. You know, so it is, it's interesting, but like you said, like it is vulnerable. If your opponent knows game one, you usually get them. Game two, they can get you. And that's, like, obviously there's, any type of graveyard hate is not, well, yeah, it's like not that unbeatable.
Just over to rest in peace, right?
No, not really. Not really. It depends on what pressure they're putting
what's
on.
What's your alternate win con? Like, if you can't,
entire,
if you have no grave.
So the entire sideboard is built to handle what they're gonna do to you. Right? So that's not, you know, okay, well, go ahead. I'll just stop throwing shit in my graveyard, and I'll wait to draw any of my six or seven artifact enchantment removal spells. But what really is scary is when they surgical attracts you. That's where that deck dies. And that's how, if people know what they're doing, then you're like, well, you fucking beat me. Because you can't come back from that. Some people just run really good counter spells, and they wait for you to just fuck up, so... You know, it's not, again, like anything in Modern, there is no way to, like, there's no deck that just beats everything. But I think it's a great deck to win game one out of nowhere, and then you've got two chances to beat them again. And the deck is fast, and it's very resilient to, like, discard. Like, Liliana, if the field is going to be mostly junk and people running Thoughtseize and Liliana, go ahead, fucking attack my hand. I don't give a shit. Like, I laugh when I get turn one Thoughtseize, and people are just like, aw, fuck. Because what are you going to do?
Yeah, I mean, turn one Thoughtseize doesn't hurt the deck. That's not what I'm talking about. But, like, you know, if they play, you know, a...
So go through the decks. Infinity has no way to stop it. That's a pure race. Twin is doing its own shit. Again, it doesn't really...
Here's another question. How does it handle a Blood Moon?
Well, it plays a lot of red stuff. We have four... You can play
red stuff.
Yeah.
So what you're saying with that statement is it doesn't handle it.
No. You have, again, like, I'm not the optimum pilot, but the way I've been told is you can run four silence in the board, and so if that happens to you, then you're aware of it, so you can silence them on their upkeep, so they can't do that. Right? You have to, the deck, again, like, it's why I like the deck is it plays to my strength of, like, how Green Machine plays, where Green Machine just is going to try to beat you in four turns. It's just, if it goes five, I guess you win. You beat me. So the deck is, like, you have to know, you have, your opponent gets four chances to stop you.
Know your limit.
So if you're ready for those four chances.
Obviously with that deck, you also have to be very, aggressive with your mulligans.
Yeah, sure. brutally aggressive. And I don't know how to optimally mulligan that deck yet. I'm learning, but yeah, you definitely want to have almost every piece in your hand. Cuz sometimes that again, though, like any combo deck, right? Like if you're just waiting and waiting to draw the one piece, sometimes you don't fucking draw it and you're fucked. But that's why that's Is It Charm. I want to loot. You got Faithless Looting. Like the deck does go through its cards. So, I don't know. I mean, I think any deck in the hands of, like, an optimum pilot is going to do fucking great. Like, I would never want to face Scotty Mack when Team Geist. He'd crush me. Unless I'm playing Green Machine, then I can kick his ass. But but again, every deck has its, like, hated deck, right? So,
This is what's making me realize, too, like, I need to get back to playing in Snaring Bridge in my sideboard with the way this meta is shaping up.
Snaring Bridge is a fucking horrible card. I hate that card.
That card's fucking gross to play against.
You know.
I honestly really do want to see how much blue black Tezzeret has improved.
Exactly.
With everything that's changed. I know Mildy. That's like his.
I was just gonna say
jam.
That. Yeah. If there was
Mildy, that's his jam. And I love Tezzeret, Agent of Bolas. Like when I saw that card, it got me a little woody.
You got you a boner.
It definitely raised the tent. And the other nice thing was I opened that card like crazy. That set was very good to me, and I got a foil Agent of Bolas and like eight others, and sold them most of them when they were really good, when they were really hot. But I really like that deck. I have the Legacy version almost completely put together. The Legacy version is all obviously much, much better. You got Force of Will, you got the Sword of the Meek combo on top of, you get to play with Baleful Strix, which is just like one of the best cards in Magic. The modern version seems like it's stronger. The only thing that gets me is that I know that Robots is a deck and people sideboard like crazy for that deck, and the blue-black Tezzeret...
It doesn't like Smash the Smithereens.
No. It doesn't like Smash the Smithereens. It doesn't like fucking Creeping Corrosion. It doesn't like Stony Silence. Yeah. And these are all cards that get brought in for Robots, and just, you know, it happens to also crush the Agent of Bolas deck.
Playing a deck like that, though, you have to realize, you know, you're going to run into 75% of the people are going to have four cards in their sideboard devoted to
Always going to be artifact hate, but it's because of Robots that like the level of hate is crazy. But it is what it is. Like, I still think the deck is it gained with certain changes in the format, like Pod being one of the decks that like really gave it a hard time because it was just so much value, and a lot of their creatures, that their bullet creatures, just shut it down. And so people got excited when Pod got banned. But then they realize, okay, well, people still have a shit ton of fear from Robots, so it didn't really do anything.
So what do we all plan on doing? Are we all watching the Pro Tour this weekend? I know I'm going to try and catch
to watch some of it this weekend. I've got, you know, shit going on over the weekend as usual, but I think this weekend I'm definitely going to try to get some coverage in.
All right, so I know we've done this before. And we're very bad at it. Okay,
mm-hmm. We're bad at everything.
No, but we're specifically very bad at picking the winner of the Pro Tour. But I would like this.
I'm so far removed from fucking thing to call.
Okay, let's give it.
That's far different than like saying trying to predict the winner of like the SEG Players Championship. There's like 16 people. You got a decent chance of predicting that. Pro Tour, it's just like, who the fuck do you think is going to win the PTQ?
I think like the A-Team does a good job when they do their little fucking like their picks. Well, they'll pick like a team of three and see who does best or some shit like that. But man, I'm so far removed from that shit, I could barely remember the fucking pros' names, let alone who's going to win.
I think Kevy has illustrated why we don't usually try to do this.
Well, mm-hmm. I'm going to throw it out there that I feel
Chonley Woods, KYT, and
if KYT
the people on the Pro Tour, I can remember.
Look, if KYT makes top eight, that is cause for celebration. When Alex Hayne won the Pro Tour,
that's part of it.
Come on,
yeah, exactly.
That'll be that
and
level
I
for me.
I feel like that's part of like why this weekend I want to watch that shit. Like, I'm gonna have my fucking Mana Deprive hoodie on, my Mana Deprive T-shirt, and probably fucking I'll turn one of my heavy meta shirts into underwear, and I will just fucking I'll just rock out. I'll be decked out in fucking it's because I don't have heavy meta fucking underwear yet.
All right, we'll make it happen.
Darth Vader briefs, but just with a heavy meta logo on them. Like,
if it means you'll wear them in Vegas, we'll probably have to get them for that event.
Okay. You know, like, I'm not going to do it. Like, it'd be one thing if you said that to like Maddie. It's like, we will fucking get these made if you wear him in Vegas. You say it to me, it's kind of I mean, like, if you go, if you don't get him made, I'm just gonna buy a spare pack of fucking underwear and write Heavy Meta in a marker on him.
we can do better than that. We will.
But no, I'm like, I'm jazzed, you know. Fucking, we got friends in the Pro Tour this fucking time around, and so I'm all about it. Like, I care a lot more about that.
You're cheering for friendship. You're not trying to pick a horse to win it, but you want.
Oh, fuck no. I don't know. I have no idea who's gonna fucking win it. I'm cheering for fucking KYT or fucking Bloody Mess Jess to win that shit.
All right. Well, I would say I feel like Team Geist or those types of decks and Junk look really good. I think someone who's gonna be piling those is gonna do well. So I think Sean McLaren, because that's his jam. I think he's gonna definitely be one of the people up there. And you know, of course, I'm gonna say KYT because. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Crush the shit. But though, I think one of those guys is gonna be in the top eight for sure. What about you?
And then I'll go, like, my third one, I'll go Tom Ross, just because Tom Ross is a fucking badass.
He is. He's pretty badass.
That's not a bad choice if Infect is going to be a strong deck at this event, which again, I think we touched on the two aggressive decks I expect to do well there. As far as... You know, if you look at the other two-thirds of the pie, control is still probably not really a thing in this format. You know, if you're talking about the Rhino, Siege Rhino having made his way into Modern.
Oh, it's real.
The value of a mid-range creature like that is also putting additional pressure on what could be a control deck. I'm not to say that people aren't there trying to live the dream and have their Esper build Cryptic Command decks, or maybe trying to find a way to cast a Cruel Ultimatum, but I don't picture that making an impact. So you're really talking about aggressive decks, maybe the mid-range decks, if they have enough tools at their disposal. Obviously, I like the idea of Restoration Angeling a Siege Rhino, but I think that might be more cute than really good at this Pro Tour. And then last but not least, well, you know, what is the undiscovered country in terms of combo decks go? But the more we talk about it, the more I feel like Infect kind of walks the line on both of those. You know, if you guys remember Modern Pro Tour 1, it was won by a combo deck that just happened to kill with poison. And I feel like we're getting closer to that in terms of what those decks can do when you add something like Become Amends. It's kind of a one shot Blazing Shoal type situation. Now it's not a plus nine or whatever like it used to be, but it is pretty close there. So if I was going to play in this event, it would be hard not to end up playing Infect.
Really? Okay.
I think Infect is a good one, but I don't know. I still feel like the way it's going to end up is you've got like basically like with Pod leaving. But, like, you know, a lot of people have talked about, like, Pod is fucking, you know, Pod is just jammed full of fucking value. I mean, that's all there is to it.
Well, that's what Junk has become.
Well, yeah, and exactly. It's a Junk. It's a fucking Pod deck. And then you're also kind of looking at, like, it toes the line with fucking, like, the Jund thing that, like, when Jund was real fucking oppressive, because Jund was just a fucking whole bunch of value. And so I don't. Unless something weird happens, like, I honestly think, like, you know, as far as the deck goes, I don't know about the fucking pilot, but as far as the deck goes, like, I'm fairly positive that, like, an Abzan or Junk fucking, like, just good stuff deck is what's going to do it. I think that, like, the way everything's flushed out right now, unless somebody comes out of the fucking blue with some awesome deck that they've kept under wraps and fucking, you know, a team's been testing and fucking just blows us out of the water, I think that fucking, like, just an Abzan good stuff deck is what's going to take it down, because the cards are just better and they're going to fucking, you know, they're going to do what fucking Pod did forever, and they're going to do what Jund did forever. They're just going to win, like, throughout the entire fucking field. That's what's going to come out on top, because they're just playing better cards. And I think that's what it's going to come down to. I highly doubt that we're going to see some random new crazy deck that nobody's even clued in on yet. I think it's just that, like, the deck that's playing all of the best cards is going to win.
Yeah, I would love to see a new brew. That would be great. But oh, yeah, I don't think that we're going to see one. We would have heard about it. There would have been... I mean, I would have seen it, goddamn it, in the tournament room, and I just didn't.
Yeah.
I just didn't see anything.
Sadly,
that I haven't seen.
What's really gonna piss me off more than anything? All I care about is like, this is the fucking Pro Tour where I hope Burn doesn't do well, because if there's a Burn deck in here and I'm not advocating it, like, I don't think Burn's very well positioned right now. I mean, it's decent, but like, and it might do okay, but I don't. It might do okay, but I don't think that. You know, I don't think Burn's gonna win it, and like. if some new iteration of Burn fucking jumps in and does well, like, I gotta give up my fucking title of, like, the guy that knows things about Burn.
The problem with...
I honestly don't see it fucking doing
the problem with Burn is, like, Siege Rhino. It's again, it's things that are just incidentally gaining life.
Well, and also fucking... That deck doesn't just run Siege Rhino. Oh, it also runs Finks. Fucking Finks and...
Angel.
God.
Voice.
Not even Angel. That's now like the other one that really gets it is the Scavenging Ooze.
Oh, Scavenging really. Ooze. Yeah, totally, dude. There's like, just so many cards.
Scavenging Ooze is really good right now, and so like I think Burn just unless it has its God Hand, it really just rolls over
right.
to junk.
Right. It really does it. You either have to have your God Hand or you have to fucking like you have to sideboard specifically for junk and just fucking forego the rest of the fucking matches in the room that day. Like, literally, that's the only way I think that it has a fucking one-up on the junk fucking decks that are out there. And so that's why it's like, eh, man, as much as I love Burn, I always advocate it, I don't think it's going to do shit for a while.
Now, now here's a question. So we saw in Legacy, Tasigur and Goyf in the same deck. Do we think good old Banana Hammock is going to be... is he going to make an appearance at the Pro Tour? Do you think anyone's brewing with that thing?
I hear from somebody on Twitter that their friend top aided a PTQ with Grixis Twin that had three Tasigur in yeah.
Wow.
What the fuck?
You know, Kevy, yeah. I was talking to Scotty today and I thought Tasigur, well on the surface it's like he's just some bullshit do nothing card. In a deck like Burn that has fills up their graveyard fast, sideboarding into four Tasigurs is like a budget Tarmogoyf. You know,
it's true. Like, like when you brought that up the other, like we were talking a little bit about.
I think it's interesting.
Twitter, and it's like it is an interesting thought. I still don't think it passes the efficiency test. Where you know,
you said the same thing about Treasure Cruise, dude. I get you,
and I learned my lesson from that. But the problem is like if I'm gonna use for fucking value in my fucking you know in my sideboard that's fucking because I mean I'm obviously not going to main deck it because I
no,
you know
you'd never
I'm not in this for features but then I gotta fucking throw fucking you know what 3-4 Tasigurs in my fucking sideboard and then what like those cards that are in my board that I need
you dump
for
Bob.
These other matches
you get rid of Bob he's bullshit. Bob and Tasigur.
No,
can't...
I'm gonna main deck Bob because I need card draw.
Yeah, but then in the sideboard,
not saying, like what I switch out. What I'm saying is the 15 slots that I have in my sideboard are barely filled up with shit that I need. Like I'm not like one of those decks that can go tutor up a fucking answer, you know, like out of my fucking deck. Like I, you know, there's no point in me running fucking one of a card.
Here's why. Leyline of Sanctity. So, Tasigur, what I would do is, if...
Nobody fucking plays Leyline anymore.
Really? There's gonna be...
I haven't seen Leyline in forever.
Listen, Junk with... Okay, Thoughtseize, Liliana, combo, there's a lot of shit in the field right now that having four Leylines in your board is kinda like, okay, fuck you, turn one, try and beat that now. So, I don't know. I think it's going to be seen.
You got a valid point. I haven't seen much Leyline. I haven't worried about Leyline in a long fucking time.
It's still there, man.
But, yeah.
It's still there. I just thought, how cool would it be? You take out your Bobs, you put four Tasigurs in, and they go turn one Leyline. You're like, great. Turn two, Tasigur. Beat you in your face with a 4/5 every turn.
But, that's the fucking problem right there is like where do I get the fucking like how do I get a fucking turn two Tasigur out because I can't cast any of my fucking burn spells so they're not gonna end up in my graveyard.
Hey, burn yourself. No, I just
yeah. There we go.
Shoot about your own dick, right? Lightning bolt.
Hope that they don't put anything on the ground so that this Tasigur can get through.
That's true. It's hilarious. I love seeing these cards.
I do like the idea of it, but I don't think that there's any situation where it's actually gonna fucking net me value. And like it's always been the problem with Burn. I love the fucking deck, but it's like it's hard for a card to come out that actually works. I mean, I was wrong about Treasure Cruise. I will fucking admit it till the day I die. I wish that I could keep playing with that card, but I can't. But I just, like, you know, something like that, like fucking Tasigur seems great because, yeah, I fill my graveyard up fast and I could get this fucking monster out, but, like, at what point am I going to actually fucking use it?
True. Now, let's talk about something really interesting. So this is the Pro Tour that, on coverage, we should get massive Modern Masters spoilers. Right? Because this,
I hope so.
Well, this is the Pro Tour, right? Like, it's February. We got March, April, May. It's 3 months. So this is the Pro Tour where they should be like...
Instead, they're going to give us a bunch of fucking shitty M16
spoilers. Well, I don't know. Who are the fuck is even... They haven't even talked about that shit. I don't know what they're going to do, but I feel like this is the window where they're going to talk about Modern Masters. It's the Modern Pro Tour.
Oh, yeah. So, of course they're going
to. This would lead us, because as everyone is listening to Heavy Metal right now, watching the Pro Tour, and they're probably listening to, you know, good old frickin' BDM, and they're saying that, you know, on Sundays, stay tuned for the Modern Masters announcement. What do we think we're going to see out of this? What kind of big announcements, what are you guys theorizing here?
I mean, it doesn't really matter.
Oh, man, what the fuck? You're ruining my segment,
yes,
man.
Yes, it does, TSG, because you are on a cast full of motherfuckers that love modern.
if they were spoiling cube shit. Yeah.
No. I'm not. I mean, granted, I'm coming from the perspective where, I mean, an all reprint set doesn't do shit for me. And, you know, Vegas is going to be ridiculous if there was nothing, if the packs were filled with air. So it doesn't matter in that regard either.
I'd be pissed
those
off.
Things aside.
What the fuck?
I'm going to call Safe Bet. I'm going to call Safe Bet. They're going to fucking reprint Golgari Grave Troll.
Oh, my God. That's Kevin Metal right there, folks. Eat a dick. Eat a dick, folks.
They're all here. Here's we unbanned it so that we could reprint it in Modern Masters too.
Yeah, exactly. Oh man, I'm hoping. I know I tweeted today and it started a shitstorm again, but you know, I really would like to see Goyf reprinted, even though I don't really want to see it in a Modern Masters set, just because I feel like reprinting something mythic in a limited set does absolutely nothing to drop the price.
Honestly, I think to save face, like, for them, like, it would make more sense. I know there's probably arguments against this, but like you were saying, Maddie, like, them reprinting it in M16 would be better.
It makes so much sense.
There's no way that they printed it in Modern.
Why?
In standard, Goyf is not an issue, and it's already in Modern. It is the safest card to reprint because you have the most control over it going in standard.
You don't think that Goyf is powerful with cards like Commune with the Gods and Seder Wayfinder?
In M16, it means it would, all those cards you're talking about would only be in standard for 3 months. So yes, I do feel comfortable that they could easily reprint that and then we'd move into a new block that, you know, had a much safer environment. But for 3 months? I absolutely think it'd be fine.
I don't think it's a fucking an issue of like, yeah, it's the optimal fucking play there, but I also think that, like, they know for a fact it needs to be reprinted.
Guys,
and
M16,
they can either do it in the last M set, or they can do it in fucking Modern Masters, and the problem with doing it in Modern Masters 2 is them, like, essentially, I mean, although they've even said, like, you know, Helene was saying on fucking Brainstorm Brewery when she was on there, like, you know, they learned from some of the things that happened with the first Modern Masters, the print run, shit like that, the stuff we've all talked about, you know, a million times over. But like, that's them like publicly being like, all, oh hey, I mean, it's like us fucking, and I hate when we do it, like my fucking band, when we release, like, re-release a song from the album before, which we, from our first to our second album, we re-released two songs that we kind of revamped. Then when we started doing this third album, a couple of the guys talked about, like, hey, should we fucking redo these ones because they've changed a little bit. I'm like, no, I don't. We did that back then. I don't want to fucking do this again. That's almost kind of the same thing. It's like if they release Modern Masters and they're like, oh shit, we screwed up because Goyf is just fucking way too expensive still. And they're like, okay, here, guys, we gave you Goyf again. That kind of takes away from the whole fucking feel of it. The whole, like, hey, we're reprinting fucking, we're doing Modern Masters 2. We're just going to use some of the shit we did for Modern Masters 1.
I don't know. The entire point for me
as
a player.
I don't think they're going to do it. I don't think they're going to do it as a business, as, like, you know, to save face for them. I think that they would do it more in M16 than they would do it in fucking in Modern Masters 2.
I
honestly don't think there are going to be any cards in Modern Masters 2 that were in Modern Masters 1, no matter how bad they need to be reprinted. I think it just makes them look, like, from a public face, it makes them look like, hey, we made a mistake, and this is us, like, admitting.
I don't know. I think from a player, the point of Modern Masters is what it was billed at is, hey, we're reprinting the cards that are really expensive that you want to play with. That's what I want. That's the whole point. And I wanted them to shift rarities. Take Tarmogoyf from fucking Mythic and stick it at Rare so we actually get copies so it comes down from 200 fucking Velvs.
I could see them doing some shit like that in Modern Masters 2018 or 19 after it's become established.
Sure,
no, like,
but that's bull. Then it'll be $1,000 by then.
But this is what I'm saying is that taking that route, I could see them doing something like that in Modern Masters fucking 5, 6, or 7 if it becomes the new M set, so to speak.
Sure.
But the fact that they did Modern Masters, it had such a great success. And there are so many cards out there that need to be reprinted for fucking Modern anyway. They had such success with fucking Modern Masters 1. I don't think they're going to take basically the face of that, the most expensive card in that set, and then go ahead and do it again the next one, because that's just going to set a precedent of like, oh, yeah, we're basically
Kevy, you realize. Says Kevy, when they did Titans back-to-back, they did Baneslayer back-to-back. Come on, man. Like,
no,
they would totally do that.
Those are in fucking M sets that are already established. When they get, like, once it loses its fucking thing and it's a yearly fucking thing that they do.
It won't
all
be
the time,
yearly. It'll be bi-year.
No, they're going to do it. Oh, okay,
every 2 years.
Bi-yearly.
It's every year is too much.
But right now, you're still in that stage where it's like, we did it once all and right. It was this new fucking crazy thing and now we're going to do it again. I would fucking bet whatever on the fact that they are not going to reprint anything from Modern Masters 1 in Modern Masters.
Let's see.
Because I really don't think that they're... Then again, Wizards has done some dumb shit before, so who knows, but I don't see them doing that as a company, being like, here we go, let's just... I mean, shit, at that point, it's like, well, all right, so Modern Masters 2, we're going to have Goyf, Bob, and fucking a couple other, you know, Cryptic again, and maybe sort of Fire and Ice, because those cards are still fucking expensive. So, I mean, shit.
But here's the difference. I mean,
I get the fact that Goyf is the big one, but I mean, shit, like, fucking Bob's still fucking $80, fucking, you know...
Bob isn't even good in Modern, though. The thing is, Bob isn't really even played in Modern. It's played in one or two decks.
Bob was good in Modern, then Bob went out in Modern because Treasure Queen
I still
up,
don't think it's good. I'm sorry.
Now the fucking Modern hasn't been able to flush itself out again.
I don't think Bob is good right now. But regardless, Tarmogoyf is one of those cards that is just good, and it is a staple of Modern. So much so that like it's never going to be bad. It's always going to be a card that like you need four of if you're playing it. And I just feel like that's a card that like no card should be $200. It's just not right. People ask, why the fuck does why doesn't Magic grow like Hearthstone? Well, because we have $200 fucking cards, that's why. Because people aren't going to pay a mortgage payment on a fucking playset of cards. Like, that's bullshit. So, like, they need to seriously use these things, and I would hope, M16, you're going out with a bang, boom, you put Tarmogoyf in there, wow. That is going to put enough copies of Tarmogoyf out there that it's going to come down to under $100, probably like 70 or 80, which isn't bad. I don't know why everyone freaks out. Fuck, it's lower the price and
after
buy as many as you want. Raise the price again, but give people a window.
Said,
that's what I say.
After you've said go out with a bang for M16 as many times as you have tonight, I really, really, really hope that the fucking set symbol for M16 instead of being an M and a 16 is just a fucking M16. Like, just a rifle in the corner.
I would like that. But
I mean, we've covered on this show when we were first talking about Modern Masters the things that would make you happy. Obviously, Tarmogoyf was near the top of that list. With the last couple of set releases, with the change to the banned list, have your feelings really changed at all? Is there anything that you would really like to see now in the set more than you did prior? Or was there anything that you think was important then that now isn't important? Or is it pretty much... I feel like, you know, part of it is that the request list hasn't really changed.
No. It's because most people that want to get into Modern, like... Sadly, I know I said I wouldn't, but I am now trying to play Paper and fucking MTGO, and it's a fucking nightmare. So, paying...
Yeah.
Like, when you want... Like, I'm building decks and trying to put them together, and when you get them at, like, 60% done, you're like, oh, man. And then you realize, holy shit, I have to spend $1,000 fucking? It's not gonna happen. And so... And it makes me pissed. Then I'm like, fuck it, you know? You just give up. So, yeah, the truth is... there are 10 or 20 cards. There's probably only 10. There's 10 cards in Modern that are trouble cards, that are speculation cards, that are cards that people are squatting on, sitting on, and making a fortune on. And I'm sorry, it's not going to destroy the game. It's going to hurt those people that are hoarding those fucking cards. Reprint the fuck out of those cards so that we can play the game. So, and I just, those are the cards that are the problem. There really isn't any, like, okay, printing Eldrazi, okay, that's, like, not an issue. Like, I get it, they're cool, that's awesome, but I don't see that they were an issue financially, right? You know?
Well, I mean, Emrakul's the only one that fucking sees play in Modern anyway.
That's true. I mean, casuals love the fucking Eldrazi, which
is fine. Okay, there's some of the red-green Trons run one of Ulamog as well, but, I mean, even then, even if that card was a $200 card, like, that's a one of in one deck. Mm-hmm. Like, Goyf, the problem with Goyf is he's a four of in any deck that he's in.
And
almost.
Liliana. They're
and
the two.
He's in a lot of different decks.
They're the one.
Well, Liliana's expensive, but Liliana's nowhere near what Goyf is.
That's true. Well, Liliana's back over 100. Already,
just regular.
Let me check immediately. But yeah, she was creeping back up there. Let's take.
Well, I'm sure she went up. She gained a lot once you know Treasure Cruise went out. But I don't think she's over 100, is she? I'm fine with that happening. But
she is 90. Holy fuck, she's $98 online. And she's $80.
She's out of stock at $72.99 on SCG, which means it's going to go up.
So $80 right now, probably going to spike around 90 for the Pro Tour. So it's one of those things. The other card that I bought a playset.
But she's also not getting reprinted because we know they're not doing it.
But at least they had her for a while as a promo. So, I mean, they did something. A card, though, that you guys should be watching that, I mean, everyone has been fucking telling you this, which you should be listening to Brainstorm Brewery and shit. But Snapcaster Mage, which was $30, is like now $40. It's going to be $50 by the end of the year. I finally bit the bullet and bought a playset just because I'm like, you can't play Team Geist without that shit.
Well, that's one of the cards I've been hoarding.
Your lovely local shop that you were talking about last week, did they not cut you a great deal?
No, they told me to fuck off. Those guys are assholes. Fuck them. I bought them from Face to Face Games, actually. Who shipped them out to me in mint condition.
Face to Face Games.
Face to Face Games.
Face to Face Games.
You know, a card that it's pretty... Noble Hierarch is going to be a card 100% that'll be in Modern Masters, which I think that'll do a lot of good, I think. And hopefully... I mean, Vidalion Click was in the last one, so I think it's... Yeah. I mean, Jesus Christ, $60. There's just cards that are just retarded. I think the game... Modern in general is... It's great that cards are a little more expensive. You know, I get it. You get a little bit of value. Your deck doesn't lose value, but I think there's just certain cards that are in so many decks, you know, that aren't these fringe little things that they need to be reprinted. I don't know.
No, I get you. I agree with that. But, we got to realize that there's the place that they're going to do it. And, like, I don't see them reprinting, you know, just because they're expensive. I mean, there's a lot of cards out there that are fucking expensive, you know, but, like... Them reprinting the same shit that they did in the first Modern Masters for the second Modern Masters.
You're right. Maybe we gotta wait.
I think
maybe we gotta
there's
wait.
So much. There's so many other things that, like you know, like we said, you know, Damnation's still expensive. Mox Opal's
but
still
Damnation
fucking expensive.
But Damnation is a card no one even fucking plays in Modern. That's like Modern Masters. Yeah. The set is called Modern Masters for people who play Modern. You know, like if I'm a new player, I'm like, I want to get into Modern. I'm going to buy Modern Masters. Oh, here's Damnation and a bunch of fucking cards that no one plays in Modern. Woohoo!
That's what happened fucking last time, too.
No, the last time.
I mean, there were
good
there
cards.
Obviously, there was Bob, there was Goyf, but like.
There was
Bob, Goyf, Vendilion, Cryptic Command,
Kiki, Riftbolt. It had tons of common and
You had a lot of there was a lot of good shit that was played in Modern, and there was a lot of other shit, like fucking the Dragon Cycle and shit like that nobody fucking
that
plays
was
in Modern. Like, you know, there was a bunch of shit in that set that also wasn't played in Modern, but, you know, Damnation's one of those that, like, yeah, you could stick that in there and it'd be fine, it would bring the price down, and it, you know, not everybody's playing in Modern, as much as we'd like fucking Goyf's price to come down, like, you know, that I don't see happening. I could see them throwing Damnation in there, I could see them throw, you know, like, Mox Opal's one of those ones that just is glaring in my face because, you know, it's the most expensive part it'll of fucking
be.
Affinity.
Be. And Lynn Vala, Keeper of Silence, will be in there for sure. Noble Hierarch.
I think.
And those are all great cards. I'm not saying they're not good
cards.
Will,
that will come down.
Fulminator Mage.
Or, well, that will hopefully.
Fulminator Mage is one
Fulminator
that has
Mage
to
is
get
another
reprint.
One that might be there.
I mean, we're going to get reprints, which is fine. I'm just saying, like, Goyf is just one of those cards that, I mean, I get they want their Jace and they want their, you know, Power 9. They want this to be the card, like this, oh, wow. Like, you know, you see someone cast it. But it's just such a fucking tournament staple. It's what you have to have. Like, you don't have a fucking play. Like, what's frustrating is, I can't play my junk deck because I don't have four Tarmogoyfs. So what am I going to do? Stick four fucking Thruns in there?
Hootie Mandrills.
Yeah, I guess I'm playing Hootie Mandrills and fucking Tassigar. Banana Hammocks. I'm that guy, man. I'm that guy playing
Hooters calls it Banana Hammocks.
I'm hooting Banana Hammocks, you know, and people are going to be like, make fun of me. They're like, what the fuck are you doing? You can't afford your fucking deck? And they're going to smack my shit on the floor and fucking kick me out of there because I don't fucking rep my shit. Like, that's not cool.
Wow. So this sounds like your conversation's way more about Tarmogoyf and not at all about Modern Masters.
I'm just joking around.
See, I mean, I think they did a good job with Modern Masters as a set. Like, I don't think there was enough of a print run like for it to really offset any of the prices other than the commons and the uncommons. That's the only prices that really lowered. I've said it before, though. Like, I don't think that, like, I know that the price is a, you know, something that they are concerned about. But I think the main part of it is just having more in circulation so that there's more for people to have, which in turn will lower the, you know.
Which will encourage more people to play Modern, which will then make everything go up.
Yeah, exactly. There's more demand. So they need a bigger print run if they want to actually, you know, see
the actual lower prices for people.
Well, you know, the prices to actually lower and make it easier for people to you know, invest in Modern, so on and so forth. But, you know,
so,
it is what it is. I think that they've learned from their they'll learn their lesson. Modern Masters as a whole, the set minus, you know, the dragons as mythic, like, that was shit. But everything else felt really good, and the set itself played really well. You know, I think they'll have a much greater print run this time, and you know, it'll be better. So that's my prediction. I'm excited for Modern Master 2, mainly though, just because of Vegas. Because
why
not,
right? Now, we're also going to get other announcements, I assume. Do you think we're going to see the Planeswalker or the teaser card for Dragons during the Pro Tour as well?
Actually, because the window is so small. It is
maybe. I think I'd also like to see maybe, like, some sort of, like, movie announcement type thing.
Oh, it's way too soon for the fucking movie, dude. They don't even have a script yet.
Hey, fuck you. They can announce shit about the movie. Like, what if they found a director or...
I would have heard about it.
Or they knew what the storyline was going to be about.
The Pro Tour would be a weird place to announce that.
That'll be
Gen
Con for sure.
I think, you know, there's so many things looming right now. I mean, they just announced what the second PTQ format was going to be. It's going to be limited for the second trimester. I don't even know how the hell the year breaks down anymore. But it was standard for the first time out. Those events are in April for all these pre-TQs that are feeding. But now the second season is, in fact, limited. You know, does the promo change? Does it not change? Is it more Lilianas? I think that's kind of a big question that could be answered at a Pro Tour type event, because obviously we're talking about, you know, things that are feeding the Pro Tour. Information about Dragons of Tarkir would be nice, because again, these sets are so back to back. Everything's scrunched together this year. You know, Maddie was just complaining about Goyf online today, and I tried to interject to him that we still don't really know anything about M16. You know, usually we get an info sheet at the end of January that kind of tells us the very basic outline of, you know, here's your pre-release weekend, you know, here's your design team, that kind of thing. We're still void of that information. We don't know a lot of stuff, and, you know, it's our job to make assumptions and fill in the blanks. And, you know, while we've done a very good job of that, I think we're better off taking a closer look at the fact that we don't know and what maybe we can expect to change.
Yeah, it would be very bizarre if they don't, like, they don't like to focus on the set ahead of the set. Like, I assume it's going to be Modern Masters and maybe Dragons, but they wouldn't give us information about M sets as well, because it's like, you're confusing us, Wizards. What do you want us to buy? Right? They want you to stay focused during the buying period for the current set, so I don't know. Maybe that'll be the next fucking Pro Tour. It'll be all about the M set. Who knows? But I hope we get to see a Planeswalker for Dragons, and I hope it's a new Nicol Bolas, because he's back, and he's pissed off that Ugin fucking is alive. I don't know.
Yeah, he's probably not going to be real happy about that. I guess the question is...
What?
Nah, go ahead, finish kidding.
The question is, do they let fucking Ugin continue to just run shit from behind the scenes like he has been for a long time? Like, he's always there, he's always, like, the baddest motherfucker in the multiverse, and then but he never really does anything, like, the fucking, and the Nicol Bolas fucking card himself, like, Planeswalker, is just, eh.
I mean, and, like, dude, a set called Dragons?
Play-wise.
Dragons of Tarkir?
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying, is like, do they let fucking,
sweet if he was,
you know,
face.
Bolas just be a fucking, win the fight, essentially, in some way, shape, or form, and still fucking handle his business, even though Ugin came back, or does fucking Ugin fucking get rid of him, and then now we rewrite the whole fucking, I mean, from the story standpoint, I guess, that's the best way to do it, is like, well, shit, we're running out of fucking room, we're running out of design space, let's just, now fucking Ugin comes back, and everything that happened before, I mean, now we can go back to all the planes and just play it different.
Yeah, they're just going to redo the last 10 years of Magic history.
Hey, well, I mean, you know, they like to,
hey,
go,
you
back
wanted
to
reprints.
Planes and shit now.
You wanted reprints.
Yeah, you want reprints. No, and they like to go back to planes for their fucking shit. You know, every other set or so, you know, we talk about, like, they're going to go back to Zendikar now. You know, like, they went back to Kamigawa, basically. They went back to Ravnica, obviously. And now they're going to fucking... You know, we think they're going to go back to fucking Zendikar, but what better way to do it than to be like, all cool, now fucking Bolas is dead, Ugin won, so all the shit that you thought happened is different now. So we're going to go back to all these planes, and we're going to rewrite it as if fucking Ugin won instead of Bolas. And, you know, it just opens up a lot of fucking space.
Yeah.
And there is a lot to think about in terms of the third set when you think about... we had Tricolor set, and Rosewater was very open about the fact that, like, here, this is it, this is the Tricolor set. Then we get a set that's kind of bridging the gap and kind of walking the line where color identity matters. Now, I had speculated months ago, and this is on the record of Maddie shitting in my cereal, that the third set would be a monocolor set where we've kind of disbanded the clans and things have really fragmented back to individual colors, and that's why Fate Reforged was the bridge that it is, you know. But if you look at all the promotional material that we've seen, there is in fact there appear to be clan banners, and clans do exist. So what is the relationship in terms of the way the cards work? But if it's not supposed to be a wedge set, if it's not a three color set, but it's not a monocolor set, what new space do you expect to really see there? That
go
isn't...
back to enemy colors.
No.
Two color enemy combinations?
Yeah, like they do. And, you know, maybe it's a thing where, I mean, this is obviously just fucking wild speculation, but, like, maybe they go back to the enemy color things like they did in Innistrad, where, like, you know, these clans have disbanded and then kind of reformed themselves because the fucking dragons showed up, shit got weird, fucking clans broke up, but we're not going to fucking monocolored where everybody's sticking with their own shit. They're re-fucking banding and going to, like, the enemy color combinations.
Interesting. Could be.
I guess. I don't know. From what I understand, there's not a whole lot, like, you know, in the, you've got your friendly colors or whatever, whether it be the fucking two, like the guilds or the fucking, like, the friendly wedges, and then you don't have a whole lot comparatively of cards that deal with, like, the enemy colors, right? As much as you do the friendly colors. That's why they're friendly and enemy colors, right?
Yeah.
Or am I just fucking way off?
I don't know.
The fucking enemy color check lands that we had in Innistrad. That was, like, the first time you had anything like that, right?
Yeah. Well, in a while, yeah.
Maybe they get back to, like, maybe they just jump into some fucking enemy color shit.
Well, I mean, remember, it's got to still draft with Fate. So, I mean, I don't think it's going to be wildly departed. I think it's going to be kind of like a very...
Well, it's still it's still. I mean, I don't see why it couldn't still draft with fucking Fate. You still have like your well.
I think it's gonna be. No, I think it's gonna be monocolored, but still, I think it'll be very similar to Fate Forge, except we're just gonna get these crazy dragons. You know, like,
or we might be looking way too into it, and it, like, it's just gonna be like a fucking normal ass set where, like, you know, the guilds are there, or the cons are there, or whatever clans, and but not real prevalent, and it's basically just a bunch of fucking magic cards, and focused more on just the fact that the dragons are back than anything else.
I would hope not.
That I was gonna say that doesn't sound super interesting or exciting
that
at
sounds
all.
Sounds like Dragon's Maze to me. Please no. I don't want a set about a fucking a bunch of guys running a maze.
Dragon's Maze, man.
Hey, here's a land. If you get all the maze.
I showed up the box of Dragon's Maze and a fucking liter of vodka. It's fucking
liter of cola.
And a fucking stack of Gumby tokens.
Goddamn liter of cola. Yeah, all I'm really hoping from fucking the third set is that Gumby's tokens gain popularity.
Sons of bitches! Leave it be!
We're all pulling for you, I'm sure.
We're just trying to build the hype. The more we talk about the token, the more we'll sell. That's what we're...
You guys are all liars and fat mouths. It's great. You guys are secretly loving this.
You know, no, I'm not secretly loving this. I'm publicly loving this. I'm just fucking having a blast because you're not in the same room as me. You can kick my ass and so I'm just saying this over the internet right now and teasing you because I can.
Oh, God. Yes, but you know that I'm going to see you fucking
at some point. And then I pray to God that you're more interested.
I'm going to have my sober waitress drive me over to your house. Beat the daylights out of you.
I'm going to meet you at the door with the Mount Gay rum and fucking you'll forget all about
here, drink the this. Situation. You know what? Just make sure you bring like a good couple of inches high stack of tokens for me so I can like fix some of the tables in Vegas.
I thought you were just telling David to bring Kevy a few inches.
Yeah. They always
hey,
do.
Make sure you bring up just for me.
I always see the Twitter roll the next day. They always bring a couple of inches for somebody.
Well, hopefully all of the Heavy Meta SVU members out there that have Sarkhan Voldex will message me in the immediate future at heavymetasvu@gmail.com, and you can slowly turn the tide on the Kevy David token war that is being absolutely obliterated by...
I'm gonna hit you up in secret for all of fucking David's tokens so I don't get my ass kicked the next time.
You can just hand deliver them to them and be like, here you go, buddy. I thought might you want these.
I'm so carried around a stack of them.
I'll give you like specific instructions in the email. I want you to take all of the David tokens you have left. I want you to hand draw a penis on them. This is what my autograph looks like, and I want you to ship them to his house.
My arm will be asleep. It's going to take quite a while.
Oh, I don't know. Penises in my arm being asleep.
There was some jokes in there.
Those things just should
look,
be
it's going to be a shorter cast.
I actually thought about earlier.
I'm not going to this level yet.
All right. Well, let's.
Because of the shit we were talking about earlier with the fucking because of this whole token war thing, I think that it was probably a good idea now because I'm trying not to get my ass kicked. But earlier, my when I told you that I wanted like 40 Kevin tokens to put over my fucking bed, my next comment was gonna be, and then I want you to take my share of the fucking TSG Maddie and David tokens, tear them up and burn them in a fire.
Hey, this shit ain't cheap, man. I'm not just doing that.
And then I was just all, wait, no, that's probably going to come off like I'm a dick.
Slightly. Hey, no, speaking...
So instead I'll just say it on the podcast.
Hey, speaking of dicks, I know we introduced one of the new inside members of the MTGO team last week, Steve. He's... Yeah, I hope everyone follows him on Twitter. Yeah, he's joined Twitter. So follow him if you want. He's a bit of an asshole.
Well, no, there's three of them.
Is there
now.
Three Steves?
There's three different... Yeah, there's three different fucking Steves from
really?
Moto.
So there's that many heirs? Wow, the guy can't even fucking make a Twitter account without having heirs.
No, I've got this theory. That's the problem with fucking Moto is everybody that works in the office
he's called Steve.
Is named Steve.
Oh, shit.
And so, like, Steve. When Steve gets told to fix Ponder, other Steve starts fucking with it, and then the Steve that's supposed to be working on it is fucking stripping the fucking dual lands of their colors and shit. And, like, it's just chaos in there. If they'd start at least calling him, like, Steve number one, Steve number two, something. But I think everybody that works for Moto is named Steve, and it was just, like, some freak accent, and that's why Moto sucks.
Well, fuck. Who, all the Steves on Twitter, can you number yourselves? Because it's fucking annoying. I didn't even realize there was more than one of you. But seriously.
Yes, there's like.
The new segment of Heavy Meta, What Is Wrong with MTGO This Week? You know, trademark TSG. They still have not. I still can't believe they haven't fixed the dual land color issue.
I like how you trademarked it. Like he's gonna get royalties out of this shit or something.
Hey, the man is on top of shit. I'll give it to him. Again, there's still shit broken. I don't understand why they can't fix the fucking dual land color thing. That's just stupid. But they did give us the typical MTGO. Hey, fuck you, because you're not paper. Everyone, we all talked about it. Hey, did anyone crack, you know, the alternate R Ugins at the pre-releases? It was fun as shit. Well, last week we had the MTGO version, and they just decided, fuck it, we're not going to put Ugin in any of the packs. For no reason. Like, just straight up no reason.
No, they stated that it was going to be put out at a later date. They tried to tell you they have
a reason. They just don't want to tell you what the reason is.
Yeah, okay, Lee Sharp. Nice first day on the job, buddy. Like, way to cover that shit up. Way to get the dustbin and put that under the carpet. Hey, last-minute repairs are fine to the damage, but, dude, it's a pre-release. You know... I don't even know. They're so frustrating. Steve, I want to fucking throttle you there. You're fucking doing a horrible job.
Whoa.
I'm sorry.
Shit got real.
I don't know.
Yeah,
shit got real.
Somehow you made Maddie apologize for throttling, which I would never have imagined.
Listen, I'm not wearing a banana hammer for nothing.
I mean, TSG, you're the one whose hand's falling asleep from penises, so...
just the drawing of them, just the drawing of them.
Right.
Yeah, but, you know, it's funny, you know, these issues, of the big or they small, whatever size they were, initially I was thinking...
Are we still talking about the dicks?
Oh, man. It's just one of them days.
It's for you to determine. You know, I'm one of those people where, for the most part, 90% of playing Magic for me is the game portion. I really get into the experience of the gameplay. You know, it doesn't matter what the artwork is, what the cards look like, for the most part, although I do enjoy that, probably 10% of me. But, you know, you go to Magic Online, you pay that premium. You know, you're not signing on to any legal or illegal software, whatever your choice may be, to be able to replicate the MTGO experience. You're playing premium dollar to have that premium experience. And that's really what got me. It was really frustrating. It was like, you know what? Those people have paid good money to have the goddamn artwork of the lands be 100% what they want it to be. And if you can't fucking do something that fucking simple, come the fuck on, man. What the hell?
Exactly.
As much as these Ugin packs thing is a bit like, that's more like conspiracy to not share information. That's how I look at that
really?
One. Where it's like,
doesn't it feel like fuck you, MTGO? They're like, oh, you guys bitch every week. You know
doesn't
what? Doesn't
MTGO
you.
Feel like a big fuck
it
you?
It is. That's the thing. It's
well, that I mean, that's been my point for like the every time we talk about it. It's just like, dude, if they really gave a fuck about their you know
making parity between paper and MTGO. Which they don't.
Making parody or just like any common respect for the people that use it and
common
and
decency
play it. Well, yeah, well, no, because this is what they know that they have half of their users over a fucking barrel because that's their only way to play MTGO. Or, I mean, to play MTG because they're in small towns or countries where it's not popular. They don't have, you know, tournament support or anything like that. So for them to be able to play, they have to use MTGO. So there's been countless people, even in the United States, that go like, yeah, I fucking hate it, but I'm going to keep playing it. Like, it's either that or just drop my favorite pastime altogether. And that, I mean, that's just shitty. So, I mean, that's the thing that pisses me off the most. And I come from a small town where, like, if I wanted to draft on almost any day of the week other than Friday, I would have to use MTGO. Like, I couldn't just, like, you know, organize a draft any night that I wanted. My player base here is not that big. So it's frustrating when you're dealing with a company that has such a great, you know, product, and they're just like, well, we already know we have you, so fuck you, you're stuck.
Yep. Which I
agree.
I mean,
100%.
Tell me if I'm wrong. Yeah, that, like, that's the vibe I get. That they're just like, fuck you. We already know you're going to keep using it, so keep giving us your money, and we're going to pretend like we
go
care.
Reference Worth's interview with Chris Lansdale on Mana Deprived for that answer. That'll tell you exactly. Gumby summed that up right there. And speaking of depressing, horrible things that usually only go down and suck a lot, let's talk about the Twitter hole.
I was going to say, I got... Whoa.
I mean, we...
I've been having a good week, so I was about ready to comment on the waitress. So.
Well, we could talk about your tokens, too. I don't know. Like...
Fuck you, man! God damn it! Son of a bitch!
This will be the only hazing episode of that. Well, I can't really promise that. I can't control those people. Yeah, I'll try not to bring it up again. But
all I'm going to do is reference in Vegas. I'm going to see you guys in fucking person.
I know.
So.
I'm not going to say shit in Vegas to you, man. I'd be like, hey, man, can you sign my token for me?
Yeah. Which of the 40 do you want? Because I got extras.
I want one for each of your letters in your name.
My waitress is trying to calm me down right now. She's flashing her tits, trying to, you know, keep me from murdering.
Oh,
anybody.
Wow. Then we definitely upgraded in the cave if we've got a waitress who also doubles as a stripper. I mean, shit.
Yeah, not for you motherfuckers. It's only the person with the most tokens.
Oh, he wins. He found a way to win. Fuck. Let's jump into the old hole of Twitter. Shall we, gentlemen? I'd cue some music if we had some, yes. But we don't.
One day.
Someone will come up with that. Let's see. What do we got here? Who's got a question for me?
I got some right. Twitter hole as well.
Let's see.
I know that there's a couple drink fucker fights. There's one. It's a Mardu edition. Ooh. Drink fight fuck Mardu edition. Zergo Helm Smasher. Alesha Smiles at Death. And Colahan, or whatever, Colahan? However you want to pronounce
what's
that.
What's that?
The dragon?
Colagon? The dragon?
The black-red dragon?
So, yeah, I mean, yeah. You've got an interesting mix here. You've got a very large...
He's an
ogre?
Yeah.
Oh, he's an orc?
Isn't he an orc? Yeah.
Okay. He's an ogre and an orc, whatever. He's a 7-2, you know, and...
He smashes your helm. Yeah. That's all you have to know.
Exactly. I think, yeah, and then Alesha, you've got, you know, a transgender person who smiles at death, and then you have a dragon.
I don't think I'm convinced it's transgender.
Well, then you're not reading into things enough.
yeah, like, they basically wrote out an article that said, you know, everybody in the clan... you know, thought or viewed her as a boy. Basically, she was born a boy, but she never viewed herself that way. And when she got to pick her name, she changed it to Alesha. And so it's pretty widely accepted. Whatever. I'm fairly certain
I'm just not buying into it.
And that's your right. That's your right.
Because it's like us choose to fuck her.
it's like us driving around while we're all hammered drunk and all. Whatever, shut up, that's not a dude. You're like, no, guys, seriously, that's a dude. I'm like, no, it's like that Dave Chappelle episode when they're fucking doing Dude's Night Out.
See? Find the again, we can't do an episode without referencing Dave Chappelle. I'm just saying, someone brings it up. All right.
You know this beautiful her name's Carl.
Her name's Carl. Yeah.
Okay, Mardu Edition, Kevin.
And her name was Russell.
Okay, Mardu Edition. We got Alesha, we got Helm Smasher, and we got Cooligan. What are we doing?
Yeah, wait, not drink fighter. Fuck it. What was it? Fuck it. Fuck Mary Kill. What was it?
Retired. Fuck Mary Kill. Now it is drink fight fuck.
Drink fight fuck. So what's the drink thing? Do I have to drink this person?
You have to drink with one of them.
Oh, drink with one of them. All right.
With.
Drink fight fuck.
See, this is why you never ask Kevin
right.
First.
I'm holding true. Fucking, I'm banging Alesha.
I told you. I called it when he said it. He's doing it because it's gonna be awkward when he says he's gonna fuck her.
Well, regardless, even if she's got a dick, like, are you gonna want to fuck her with a dick, or Zergo Helm Smasher with a dick, or fucking giant dragon with? Dick or not, it's a dragon. Like, nah. I think so. I'm gonna fuck Alesha or whatever her fucking name is. And then I think, this one gets weird because it's like I kind of want to go like I'm just gonna fight the biggest dude in the yard. But then again, like that would be the dragon, and it's probably gonna end well or not gonna end well. So I'm gonna fight fucking Zergo Helm Smasher. And I'm going to get drunk with a dragon afterwards, because who gets to sit down at a bar and get drunk with a fucking dragon? Like, you can light all your shots for you and shit, just be all and fucking light them up. And yeah, dude, and then you got to ride home too.
There you go.
You get fucking hammered drunk and you be like, all right, whatever the fuck your goddamn Rakdos name is, fucking let's go. And you just hop on the back and fucking dragon flies you home. You get to make good friends. And then at the end of the night, like, I mean, yeah, you've done some dumb shit. Maybe you got some teeth knocked out by Zergo, the fucking helm smasher. But then you've made a fucking dragon friend for life. And who doesn't want to bring a dragon to a fight the next time? So I think that's where I'm going to stick with
it. I think you just nailed it. That sounds like the most logical thing. I mean, I could easily make Alesha smile, so I think I have to go with Kevy on that one and just start there, because the other two, dude, I am not putting my helm anywhere near the smasher. That does not sound like it's going to end well for my helm or his anus.
For your helm.
Yeah, I mean, my bananas are not, they're fragile, man. I'd rather have a guy who thinks he's a chick or whatever be, you know, handling my bananas than a fucking dragon or a fucking helm smasher guy. I would have to fight the dragon, though. I would have to fight the dragon just because it's a fucking dragon. I would have to see if I could, you know, hold my own. I know David's been training me on the side in grappling moves, and I'm not sure if I'm up to snuff yet to handle a dragon, but I would attempt. I would fight. Actually, I would drink with helm smasher, because that looks like fun as shit. And then, yeah. Maybe we'll all fucking gangbang the fucking dragon. Who knows, man? Armenian assembly line. Let's go, Ulamog.
Totally different.
Okay, guys, seriously, there's one guy, and he's here. I mean, wait, it's a transvestite? What? There's a girl, and we're banging her. Wait, isn't it a girl that says it's a guy? Well, listen, it's an Armenian assembly line. Don't worry about it. All right, David.
Maddie's in the entire world.
I mean, Kevy poses some surprising drunken common sense with, like, girl, boy, doesn't matter. It's still the most human, choice to fuck. And plus, I'm not gay. It sucked my dick. So, yeah. I think I gotta choose fuck Alesha, and hope that Kevy's right and MTG is wrong, and that it's a girl.
and we're all going down on the ship.
My nickname for my dick being death is, you know, she smiles at it. There you go.
Oh.
And
I thought the nickname for your tokens was death, because no one's buying them.
You son of a bitch!
That's 1 minute. I had to fucking do. Okay, go.
I'm gonna go join the money draft millionaire.
No, David. David, just stay right here.
you know what? I choose to fight Maddie Studios.
Oh, you bastard. Because I made them. I made the tokens that just don't sell. It's my fault. That they're just sitting in a box.
I blame marketing.
Hey, you got a dragon.
Isn't that your specialty? Fucking
Wizards. Maddie Listen, Studios, Wizards.
Marketing
Wizards
genius.
Has said dragons are the number one creature. I don't know.
I call shenanigans on your marketing skills. I question your company.
I referenced Wizard's data.
I will drink with Zergo, and I will fight the dragon, because that's really the only one that's going to be competition. Let's be honest here.
Let's be honest. TSG?
I feel like I've changed my opinion on this several times during the course of this conversation. definitely in terms of the Zergo helm smashering. So with that in mind, again, I can't get over that phrase, helm smashing. That's really scaring me off of what I originally thought I was going to be doing with Zergo.
Hey, he doesn't. Just because his name is helms smashing doesn't mean he only smashes helms. He might smash anuses.
He'll smash whatever I ask him to, it sounds like, but that's smashing really isn't my style.
You know what? All you gotta really say is if you fuck him, like, you're the giving tree, because he's only a two on the back end. You probably got him covered.
That was my initial thought. Was like,
you're done. You're boned, literally, but
size of a horse.
Yeah.
And he's indestructible, so that's a problem.
Indestructible.
He's indestructible.
I mean, obviously, Alicia is gonna know how to work his or her way around whatever business you've got. So obviously, that's your fuck right there. No questions asked.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, drinking with a dragon seems ideal because then you're gonna have him on your side for future battles. And then you've got to fight. Fighting Zergo Helms Measure seems quite near impossible because that's where he goes all berserk mode on you and you're kind of boned. But that's got to be the way it's got to be. In order to get a dragon on your side, that's my final answer.
I mean, maybe if we had the fucking Mighty Draft Millionaires with us, you might have a chance. You know, JR could probably take Helm Smasher. Right?
He very
internally, possibly.
You know what? He'd do it in a fucking shirt that cost as much as my fucking house.
Yeah, he'd just be like, oh my god, bro, you come with that fucking crazy ragged vest and shit, you fucking peasant? What the fuck?
Yeah. Fucking peasant? What are you doing?
Oh my god, those fucking shoes are made from fucking bear ball skins. What the fuck?
Oh god, I cannot wait to see the money draft fucking tokens when they finally get around to doing some money draft tokens. It's just all of them fucking dressed in fucking, like, just dressed up to the fucking nines in, like, the most expensive shit you could possibly come up with. And then gold
bordered.
Oh, they
have to be
gold
bordered. That'd be sweet. All right, let's see what the Twitter hole has for us. Else, you said, do we got another question in here? While I'm looking, digging deep in her. Oh, she's filthy tonight.
I've got Twitter hole questions that I saved, but I'm peeing right now and I'm fucking not anywhere near my phone. So
all right. As long as you're not taking pictures, please.
No, I'll do that
no,
later.
No, no. Oh fuck, don't take it to the level. All right, here we go. I got one from
what? Up in the middle of the night last night to have sex with her, son. It means I'm sure I'm not going to get to have sex again for at least another, I don't know, 24 hours. So.
Okay, I got one.
The circle of life.
Oh. Poor Samba.
Oh, the speakers! The speakers!
Oh, the Twitters! The tweeters are tweeting. Ron from Ron from Damage Direct says, outside of Magic and good times with the Heavy Meta SVU, what are you most looking forward to doing the most or favorite thing to do in Vegas? I'm going to just go out on a limb and say everyone on this cast is going to say drinking and cubing.
Gun range.
That's where I was like, dude.
Yeah,
gun,
I mean, we're eliminating magic from the possibilities, correct?
Yeah, outside of gun range would be sick. Let's do that.
Let's do that.
Gun range. Yeah,
fully automatic.
We've got the
oh god, it's gonna happen.
Yet. Like, no, we're setting up the gun range thing. That shit's fucking awesome. I'm pissed that I got to miss Durf with a fucking semi-auto or full.
Oh my god, it was awesome, dude.
You guys told me about that.
I almost saw Durf fly across the room.
Did you guys say hello to my little friend when he was walking in?
Because yeah, Durf's like a foot and a half tall. Like fucking,
I met him in Vegas. Shit. I met him in KYT right after.
That's right. I forgot about that. But yeah, no, like
up fucking, my boxes.
Yeah, for those people that haven't fucking met Durf, he's fucking a little guy. And when I found out that they went to the gun range without me and Durf got to fire large fucking caliber weapons, it upset me to not be able to see Durf fire large caliber weapons. So that's something we're going to have to, like, organize this, which is going to be funny as hell when we organize this as an, like, a little side event to what we're doing in Vegas when, like, 30, 40 fucking nerds show up at the fucking gun range in Magic t-shirts. And heavy meta t-shirts to just start firing off rounds. Like,
if we're there early in the week, we'll be exciting. Otherwise, I'm sure it's going to be old hack by the weekend. Like, oh, more of those card-slinging nerd boys. All right.
Yeah, no
shit. Get out the tiny dick guns. Let's do this.
Oh, no. When we were there, that we bought the big package, man. They let us shoot all kinds of crazy shit. I think they were just hilarious when they handed Durf the big guns. And it was just... Whew.
I mean, I like this gun range idea a lot. I will say I wouldn't say I'm 100% committed, but flights were so cheap. I went and bought the ticket for the Tuesday to Monday window. So I plan on being there the full 6 days.
All right.
I will be there the whole week as well, since I made that very bold claim that if anybody from New Zealand came, I would be there. So
you did it.
So I mean, gun range is already on my agenda. I am mostly looking forward to gorging myself food wise. Not only like when I go to Vegas for whatever reason with friends, family, whatever, you know, that happens a little bit, but Magic players, I mean, you speak a different language with these people, so meals just all of a sudden become better. I mean, at this point, like, I'm probably estimating like 4 hours of buffet, because it's going to take 2 hours of running my mouth while I'm there having great conversations with people and 2 hours of actually eating. That's like half a fucking day at that point when you're
Look,
sober.
I'm just going to say this, but there is word on the street that there will be an exclusive $1,000 a head meal that the Money Draft millionaires are putting on. Some absurd.
So they're gonna have their own private dinner, is what you're saying?
Well, it's a gauntlet.
Yeah, they're gonna have dinner by themselves.
Apparently, a gauntlet. They're throwing down a gauntlet that they're saying they're going to have an evening that is, you know, unlike any other.
They can pick up their gauntlet and jerk off with it, because I'm just gonna fucking
just bang it against their dicks.
Yeah. I am a bit of a foodie, so I was like I'm interested in having a nice meal in the town, but I don't know if I can ball as hard as these boys.
I was gonna say, the things I could do with $1,000 and still eat for $5, I don't think I could get roped into that.
I could buy a fucking place at a Goyf and go to McDonald's, for fuck's sake.
McDonald's like 10 times and still get my Goyf.
Yeah, I think food is probably going to be one of the big ones, too, for sure. Absolutely. And hanging out with you crazy motherfuckers. Doing anything.
I can't wait to grapple all of you after this token.
Oh, fuck.
I know I can't avoid it. We're in the same room. I mean...
Yeah. Heavy Meta SBU, please, 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 when you hear this, start asking for extra David tokens so I don't have to get my ass kicked.
Yes. If we don't see that go down, we're going to pay the price. So please.
See, here's what you do. Here's what you do. You order your fucking 12 Heavy Meta metal tokens. I can't even say my own name right. You order your fucking 12 Kevy Metal tokens, then you order like 12 David tokens, and if you only want one of those for your set, then you hand out the rest of them to your friends to support the podcast.
To save our ass.
To save my ass.
We have just broken into the third hour, but that is some incredibly sagely wisdom from Kevin Metal. I like it a lot.
I tell you, as the night gets
order
on.
Order extras to give out to your friends. One, so I don't get my ass kicked when David comes over to my house, like, this weekend. So I don't just get, like, oh, what's up, man? You want to come over and play some magic? He's like, yeah, of course I do. Fucking right on. Let's play some fucking magic. And then, yeah, I'll be over there in a few minutes. They're like, hey, what's up? What's going on? Whack. And I just get cracked in my jaw, and you're just like, that's for the token thing, asshole. I can't hit the other two because they don't.
That's what happens when a 4-4 fights a 1-1, you dick!
And then he throws three tokens at him, one for each, extra power and toughness. One, two,
nothing gets better than that. Oh my god. That was fucking perfect. I mean, except for the fact that there's like 25 little 1-1s, and then there's fucking 1-4-4.
No, they're all over the country. All the 4-4s are here, motherfucker.
I'm still going to kill you on the swing back.
Yeah, on the crack back.
you can kill me, but my minions will handle this business.
Oh my goodness.
I love it. I love how this has turned into like a fucking, like a straight up fucking contest battle.
Yeah, I was not picturing that. And the sad thing is, I don't know why I wasn't picturing that. I really should just say that. But...
All right, let's move on to some additional Twitter holes. Get away from my stage.
Let's not talk about tokens anymore.
Yeah, all right. Your dick is now a planeswalker. Ooh. What color is it? And what are its +1, -2, and ultimate abilities?
Wow. Ooh. Who gave us this gem?
That was really getting into it. I was just all cough. Fuck it.
All right. Matt Hansen. This is a good one.
That's good. All right. You're going to have to fucking give me a minute on this one, so you guys better get to thinking.
Okay, so we have to pick the color in the three modes?
Yeah. All right.
Well, I'm going to go. Okay, my dick is pure white. It stays in my pants as long. It doesn't have a tan. So I would be a white penis walker. I think my first ability is going to be to tap down something, because that's what it does. My minus ability is going to be to shoot something, probably like deal one damage, and make something really sticky. I don't know, like probably like something that like, you know, prevents attacking or something. And then my ultimate is gonna have to be, I don't know, fucking turns yellow and it's a banana. I don't fucking know. That's a tough one. I fucking don't know. Draw cards, draw something, maybe. Draw, that would be Kevy's ultimate, draw a penis. Take a picture of your penis and email it to all your friends. I have no idea. Shit, does this have to be a magic-related ultimate? Or not? This one's hard.
I feel... oh, man, that is kind of hard. We could go in a lot of different directions with this.
that right there is funny.
Yeah, this could go a lot of different directions. Like, we could get
that's the is that the flavor text on the bottom of your penis walker? This can go in a lot of different directions.
Yeah, this could go in a lot of different directions.
All right, Kevy, what are you? You got to be red. You're an angry penis.
Like, my cock's a red planeswalker. I'm an angry planeswalker. I'm fucking pissed off, and like. I don't know, like, did we figure out, like, are we going, you know, like, magic abilities, like, or
I think you gotta make it sound good.
Straight up. You gotta fucking... make it up. Your dick right. has abilities. I mean,
look,
now,
Kevy, your dick definitely loots, for sure, because it's random, right?
You never know what you're gonna get. Like, okay, I'm gonna go fucking, my dick's gonna be a red white planeswalker, just so that my fucking plus one ability could be populate. my minus two has got to be like lightning bolt, but I mean we could call it like gonorrhea or fucking herpes or syphilis or whatever.
Herpes
like,
bolt.
I don't give a
herpes
shit.
Bolt.
Well, no, it's an infect.
Ah,
bolt.
There
it's,
you go. Fucking, it deals three damage.
It deals three.
It gives you three wads of poison counters.
Yes. Yes, my plus one is populate. It's got to be cooler than that, though. It's like populate, I don't know, something. But whatever, we'll just stick with populate. I'll have a weak plus one. And my minus two is fucking, it does a fucking infect fucking lightning bolt. And,
it can still be proliferate.
Yeah, that's true. It could be proliferate. Maybe I should just do proliferate for my fucking plus one instead of populate.
Then it works with your minus two.
Ooh.
My ultimate, what's that?
Because then it works with your minus.
Oh. That's very true.
And your ultimate is survive.
So I'm going to go proliferate for my fucking, my plus one fucking, like, in the fucking VD infect lightning bolt for my minus two. My ultimate is...
something like Raoul Zarek, where it's like, whip your dick out, bang it on the table until you feel
and flip
it.
Flip three coins.
And then, you know, for every...
You know what's hilarious is the Matt Hansen said, for example, your ultimate is, you know, flip five coins and call it, and for each one, you come an additional time. So it's funny that Raoul Zarek's ability got referenced here.
That's funny. No, I'm thinking. I'm thinking his ultimate, and I like. I'm not even gonna attempt to put a fucking number on his ultimate because we don't even know what the loyalty counters are here. But his ultimate is you flip the
table.
Wait,
you know what, Kevy?
If it's after turn four, you flip the table and start the next game of the match, and you won the first.
You know
game.
What your negative two should have been? Bump in what? The night.
that's not good enough.
It's
that's
sperm.
Good enough
it's bumping the night, and then you flash it back. It's how you bang chicks at night. What's going on over there? You're just bumping the night. Boom. I give you a bang in the night.
No, I'm sticking with it. I'm sticking with it. The fucking
VD
lightning
bolt.
Proliferate, infect lightning bolt, and then my ultimate is if it's after turn or if it's before. No, sorry. If it's after turn four, you flip the table. And then you go to the next game and you won the first one.
All right, David.
Oh God, let's move on to TSG. I'm still working out my penis.
All right, so
still working
TSG,
it out.
He's working it. One of TSG's abilities has to be with diddling. I'll be disappointed if it isn't.
I mean, that's
DJ Poop Diddles.
DJ Poop Diddles.
Hey, why is he not a DJ Poop Diddles token?
Oh shit! Well, there we go.
Because that's not me.
Yes, it is.
It's somebody else.
Yeah, well, in our world, it has become you. You are DJ Diddle.
And he's wearing an American flag wrapped around his forehead. He's like, yeah, for freedom.
I think DJ Diddle Poops for freedom.
I would imagine that after Las Vegas, we're going to learn a lot more about that situation, and we'll be better equipped.
God.
Fall tokens, but for the spring and summer series, I don't think that's going to be on the menu.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, God. Oh, we'll just make you a planeswalker. It just says Tristan, comma, DJ Diddle Poops for Freedom.
Can we fit that in the type line there? We have to use really small fonts.
DJ Diddle Poops for Freedom. Oh, he's a Jeskai planeswalker. Freedom, motherfucker. Oh, wait, we gotta let him actually answer.
He's riding a motorcycle, but the seat is just a toilet with wheels. And it's just... He's got like an AR-15 in one hand and like a stack of demon tokens in the other.
He's done some business.
He has to have something to wipe his ass with. He's so pissed. I'm gonna die. He's so insane. Me, just buy all the tokens.
I just heard David's front door shut and his tires squeal. He's coming to my house right now.
He's gonna pound you out. That motherfucker.
I'm getting gay.
Oh, the toilet with fucking wheels. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. So TSG, you're planeswalker.
Yeah, okay, alright. So I'm like blue, white, or blue, white, red. I actually don't mind the idea of being a Jeskai planeswalker, because then I've got my Canadian and American heritage covered in both colors.
Yeah.
So if I'm a Jeskai planeswalker, my plus one... Now, let's see here. I'd start with two loyalty. We'll go plus two. Let's see here. It's probably going to be like... Exile the top two cards of your library. You may cast them as though they're in your hand this turn.
Ooh, looking at Playboys, I like it.
And then minus one is probably going to be...
Diddle?
Put an 0-1...
poop into the... He makes poop tokens by diddling really fast.
And then every upkeep, those tokens have at the beginning of your upkeep gain one life.
What?
And yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, they gain one life, that's good.
Alright, and then for minus seven, alright, here's the last one.
Okay, I don't know where you're going with the minus seven, but okay. You've made
gotta
seven
be good.
Kids,
gotta be.
Let's see, what are you doing with them?
For minus seven, it's probably going to be like a booster cheater type situation from the cube. So you'd probably be able to like reach into your cube and pick up like 15 random cards and put one of them from your hand and cast it without paying its mana cost.
Well, your penis has got a lot of abilities. I mean, I don't know. Like, we'll find out in Vegas, like, if it can really do that, but I'd be impressed if it could like shape a booster pack. That's wow. I mean, shit, I was impressed last week when you guys said you could just wrap your dick around your wrist, but, like, a penis that can make booster packs is, like, an all-new fucking...
Well, I was trying to do a little bit of combine it with magic and combine it with the real world,
you know.
I like it.
I still think it's better if you're DJ Diddle Poops, because that's just the fucking best ever, man. And he's like, God damn it. All right, David.
Have I bought you enough time, David?
Probably not, but we're just gonna wing it. Alright, so mine's gonna be black white because I'm half white and then from the waist down I'm black. So, My plus one is it becomes a creature with rampage,
first strike,
undying, first strike,
shroud,
and haste. no, that got taken away at birth.
That's right. He's a Jewish planeswalker.
Yeah, exactly. It's minus two is it makes fucking 4/4 flying dragons.
Well, I'm glad we found something to do with them.
Son of a bitch!
Oh my god.
What's the minus? It destroys all 1/1, 1/2s, and 3/3s on the battlefield.
It's all fucking creatures -3/-3, and then the
it's
ultimate.
Like ratchet, it's like ratchet bomb for 4 plus or for 3 plus. You get a fucking 4/4
Yes, yes. You wrath the board of all 1/1s, 2/2s, and 3/3s, and it creates a 4/4 flying dragon.
What color is that? Or what fucking card is that? Anger of the Gods does that, right?
Well, it's anger, yeah. Anger of the Davids.
I just said ratchet bomb. Like, none of these have a converted mana cost. Fuck. Yeah. So it's Wrath of God plus a 4/4 dragon, or Wrath of God. What the fuck? I'm retarded. I'm gonna stop.
Gods now. Plus it makes Thanks a fucking me token. Not like anything. Not a the me token that happens. And then its ultimate is it just makes a shitload of me tokens, and they all have haste. And fuck the rest of you guys. That's what that. That's what
I can't
it
wait
is.
To read the flavor text on this card. Fuck you guys.
Fuck you guys, I gotta get my tokens somehow.
Bitch, we live in a garbage can. That's what the tokens would say. No.
It was just like centered around trying to win the token race.
Oh god.
Oh, I could just see all the tokens just sitting in a garbage can and be like, bitch, we live in a garbage can. No one loves us. No, you know what, I actually am ordering
his fucking ultimate needs to be fucking gain control of all 1/1 Kevy Metal tokens and turn them into 4/4 David Dragons.
Burn them. Set them on fire.
No. Is to grapple your opponent.
Ooh, yeah, that's. I would definitely be heroes downfalling that thing.
Under the table so that there's an obstacle.
That'd be great if we all had planeswalkers with real abilities. Our ultimates is like, we really do this. It's like, oh shit, you'd be like, I don't care who wins this match. I am heroes downfalling this shit right now.
Street fight.
Yeah, street fight, let's go.
Fight. If I ultimate, I don't care. You might win the magic game, but you're going to the hospital. Yeah,
your head's going through the fucking table.
David will grapple him. I'll out-talk them.
You'll drink a bunch of
No,
the
you
table.
Just light him on fire, come on. That... Kevin's ultimate is I will burn your deck and probably you with it. There is a 1 or 2 foot.
There's a good chance that'll happen.
Yeah,
too.
Let's. Is there a fire clause at the new house? No. Do we have sprinklers?
I need fucking fire insurance at my house.
We all need fire insurance. Oh my god! I don't know what else. The Twitter hole looked a little light tonight, though.
Was there one more? The problem is like while we've been casting, there's been about 50 million tweets, so I gotta like filter through all of it to try and find the other. Oh god, okay, we did that one. I think there was another drink fight fuck somewhere.
We can only do one of those per episode. We gotta save that one then. Can't it feels old if we do more.
Hold on, just gotta
I will say this though, while you're looking for there, Face-to-Face Games actually has. They're, I think in 2 weeks, yeah, on the 15th of February, they're going to be doing their Invitational, which is insane, and they have invited yours truly to be part of the 32 people that will be competing in it. I know, right?
That's fucking...
So it's going to be off the hook. I'm just getting the details now, but there's going to be, apparently, it's free food for the people that are in it, which is, you know who's going to be cooking That's going to be stupid crazy. I think they're going to be doing some other things for the people that come and watch. So it might be a good Sunday to come hang out because it looks like we're going to be doing all kinds of cool shit. I know I have some things I might be giving away too while I'm there. I'll be a bounty, so if you kick my ass, you're probably going to win some other shit. So I'll have more details next episode, but I just found that out today, so that's gonna be sweet.
Reiterate what you just found out today. I missed that.
Why were you looking through the tokens?
No, I was going through Twitter, and I don't have my fucking tokens, just like nobody else has my fucking tokens.
TSG is sitting there just like rolling in them right now. So Face to Face is going to have their 32-man first invitational.
Now, is this Face to Face Toronto or
Face to Face Toronto? Yeah, okay. So they've Tony was telling me how it works, but I believe it was the top 16 people from the last tournament, and then there was a bunch of positions. He's working out a spreadsheet that I can read next week and let you know who all the people that will be in this. But I got the whatever their one slot for the loser that, you know, I guess they didn't have a slot to round out, so they were like, hey, you want to come? I'm like, yeah, that'd be sweet.
Well, we can't have an odd number of people, so we might as well get Maddie to do it. Like, David can't make it in here. So
yeah, well, Scotty Mac was offered, but he was like, oh, man, he's got other things to do. So I'm like, all right, well, I'll back him up, man. I got it. This will be fun. So it's standard, and draft and top 8 is standard. That is why I've been inquiring about what standard deck to play. So I am going to be brewing like a madman this week. I think I like red-white aggro.
For standard?
Yeah, for standard, man. I got to have a standard deck. So, yeah, Scotty Mac was telling me about some crazy Souls Sidisi deck.
I still haven't got a chance to play with that fucking Red Devotion deck that I want.
Well, I was actually going to ask you about it. I didn't know whether I was going to do it on the cast or not, but, like, Regionals is this weekend. And, so on Saturday, we're leaving early and going to regionals, but I'm guessing that you are not doing that.
Oh, I feel like I have something. I know I don't play Magic. I'm just here for your entertainment. I feel like I had something going on this weekend, but I can't think of it off the bat. So it may just be an arbitrary excuse. Where's regionals at?
Call your wife into the room.
Yeah, baby, what are we doing this weekend? She's like, you're not doing that. Yeah, fair enough. Where's regionals at?
Well, there's one in San Diego, and then there is, but fuck that place. And then there's one in Fresno, and that's probably the one we're going to. Because
you're going to Fresno instead of San Diego?
Yeah, that seems boring.
I mean, why the fuck does it matter? Because, one, there's going to be less people in Fresno at the tournament.
It's Fresno. It's the armpit of the America, not even
it
California.
It makes the crest look good.
Ooh, does
well,
it?
No, I'm not arguing that point. Fucking Fresno is the butthole of America, not just California. It's terrible. But you're going to be in a place all day playing Magic one way or the other. And two, the tournament happens earlier in the day, so we're going to get back earlier.
Probably actually give me
and
magic
three, there's going to be far less people there and the same prize payout, so you got a much better chance if you go to Fresno.
Really what you're asking yourself is when you step outside from the tournament, do you want it to smell like beautiful ocean air and be 70 degrees, or do you want it to smell like hot blood?
Well, no, it's
who
the
goes outside
like,
when they play
if
Magic?
Going,
what's wrong with you?
If you're in San Diego,
if
you
going
do.
To play Magic in San Diego, if we're going to play Magic in San Diego, I would probably drop round one and go fucking enjoy San Diego. If we were going to Fresno, I would be focused on the fact that all I wanted to do is play Magic and get the fuck out of there, so I should probably win this shit and fucking get it over with. Also, I feel like I'm probably not going to Fresno or San Diego this weekend.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I
you have a hard enough time getting me to FNM.
I thought I'd tell you either way.
If there was a town you were going to, Kevy, this weekend, what would you tell that town?
I probably just, like I said, I want to go to San Diego.
Oh, you do?
And I feel like at some
who
point,
doesn't?
Yeah, I want to go to San Diego instead of Fresno, because Fresno is the fucking butthole of America. And, like, I don't apologize to all you listeners out there that live in Fresno, because you know that your town is the butthole of America. So I have no apologies there.
Nobody from Fresno is ordering tokens.
Yeah, nobody puts...
Certainly not mine.
I was going to say it, but I was like, it's too much. He's going to fucking...
Yeah, it's cool. I got to do it because you guys are fucking...
He's going to fucking get us.
People that live in Fresno don't even order my tokens. They just order Infect tokens. Because that place is gross.
Where was I? Well, what the fuck was I talking about?
If I didn't try my damnedest, like every time Maddie tries to get me to say, you know, go fuck yourself, San Diego, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to make you guys sit on the fucking cast. From my count, we've only been on the cast for like fucking 2.5 hours. So,
which used to be, a decent show for us. Used to be.
Yeah, no. Like, I feel like I'm not. I don't want to go to any towns yet.
You dog pile of shit. You fucking.
That was well done.
You diddle yourself right now, motherfucker. You diddle that shit till you get an F you.
And then I'll take a picture of it and I'll send it to your home fucking.
You can send fucking pics to a rotary phone now. That is impressive.
You live in the. You have a rotary phone, and we live in the age of the internet.
You live in a desert armpit. Come on now. That is bullshit right there. Look.
We really out of shit to talk about?
Well, I mean, we could keep talking about, like, you know, alternate uses for tokens.
Shit over, you know,
you,
fucking
you realize
tokens.
All you have to do is, like, officially close the cast out, and then it's like the doors are wide open to talk about whatever the fuck.
Yeah, sure. Go fuck yourself, San Diego! I feel like that.
So I get it. So if you think the show's going long, you'll say it. But if I try to, like, weasel out, then you're just like, fuck it, no. No weaseling.
No, like, no, if you try to get me to say it, like, this thing happens in my head where I'm like, no, fuck you, Maddie, we're not.
Okay, so
yet.
It's a psychological game of chess.
It's definitely a psychological game. Like,
It's battle back and forth, and then TSG brings a new element to it because he's just like, well, I'm going to come in with the voice of reason, and then I feel like I need to interrupt him. So, like, you two should start
TSG
working.
TSG is your
team.
New trigger.
Maddie could set it up.
Got it.
Yeah, Maddie could set it up. Like, Maddie could spend a half hour setting it up, and then fucking TSG hits the alley-oop, and as soon as it tries to go into the fucking basket, I'm like, oh, fuck yourself, San Diego! Just to interrupt Tristan, because I feel like that's what I do best on this cast, is interrupt what TSG has to say.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
I don't know what your alpha cast or, you know, if that ever happens, but I feeling the alpha cast.
Maybe that's what I should, since I couldn't spell committee on Twitter for some fucking reason.
Fuck the alpha
I should
cast,
just call it the
sons of bitches.
Hey, man, we're going to make a beta cast. It'll be awesome. Don't worry.
God, I'm always the one to do on Christmas. In
it'll
tokens,
be, it'll
in
be
cast.
Way more people will listen to the unlimited
That's right.
cast.
Free tokens for everyone who listens.
Yeah, people are going to pay a lot more money for the cast. Yeah.
Because we have so many.
Yeah.
You know, you. I am pretty sure that you could build a fucking house out of those extra tokens, man. It's nice and dry in the crap.
Nah, there's.
I'm gonna crush
hey,
the Alpha cast
is gonna cost the most, and it's gonna be the best. And then the Beta cast, you know, falls second, and you know it'll do its thing. And then like the Unlimited cast, yeah, nobody gives a shit at that point. Like, it's not that important. And you know, that's where we get into the, like, you guys building houses out of,
you know,
tokens.
The one thing that I'm actually quite scared of is when I get to the Vegas house. That, you know, I'm going to be walking through, like, a hallway, and there's going to be, like, I don't know, 30, 40 of them all spread in, like, a circle in the middle of the floor. And I'm going to be like, oh, my God, that's hilarious. Like, you're using it as a rug. Like, what the fuck is that? And then when I go to step on them, it's actually, like, a Bengali tiger trap under there, and I fall through, and I'm, like, impaled on bamboo spears or something. And, like,
that's
what you're
scared
of.
That's what you're scared of? I'm worried about the fact that this motherfucker knows where I live.
I'm going to make a giant circle. Of the tokens, and then you're gonna walk in, and then I'm going to go, this is the circle of death, this is our arena, and now you have to fucking
the circle of dragons.
it'll be like, yeah. Bloodsport, right, where it's the circle.
Exactly, that's the arena, and you have to survive,
yeah.
3 minutes
touch.
In the arena with me,
yeah. What is the death touch?
David's gonna crush the aspirin. Huh? David's going to crush up aspirin in his belt and blow it in your eyes, and you're going to be all sorts of
That's okay. I'm going to close my eyes and remember my training. You should. You know, it'd be hilarious. I do that, right? I close my eyes and I'm like, the music starts happening, and then you just hear my neck snap as David comes up from behind me. It just cracks me. Oh, that was good. Hey, your training was sweet, dude.
Yeah, good training, buddy.
Remember your training? You end up fucking knocking Norbert clean the fuck out. Like, Norbert's just standing fucking out on the floor.
He just chooses to walk by right at that moment, right? Boom, put him right through a wall.
Got this, like, the music gets all, you know, everything gets all quiet, you're all focused, and you got, like, some weird fucking bamboo pipe blowing in the background, some samurai music, and you're just like, wha-bam, and just knock Norbert clean through the fucking
His
wall.
His glasses just are left spinning in the air as he goes right through. You see Durf is just like, well, why'd you do that, man? Like, that's just not cool.
And then, like, while you're fucking feverishly apologizing to Norbert, David just fucking elbow drops you in the back of the fucking neck. He's just all, that's right, bitch, you sold more tokens than I did.
And then he's got me in the ground, he's just shoving token after token down my throat, like, how you like this, motherfucker? Oh, no. Yeah, see, now I'm getting scared. Now,
Vegas is going to be a good time.
Now I'm kind of scared.
I can't wait. Vegas when we start getting emails, because I'm literally going to take all the extra David tokens. I'm going to fucking hand them out on the strip to people that want strippers. And I can't wait till all the fucking emails that Tristan gets for like, oh, hey, can I have Dragon David Raging Gumby sent to my hotel room, please? I'm in 104 at the fucking Caesar's.
You know what? If we start, you know, wrapping like a $1 bill around his tokens, they'll move a lot faster.
Oh, God, I'm murdering you.
It's not that bad, you guys. It's not that bad.
See, TSD knows how to survive.
TSD, take a picture right now of the stack. Let me see. Tweet me.
There's probably motherfuckers. There's probably only
like 3,000 more.
Put up a bar.
40 they put up just, and they overprinted David 3-1.
TSD, put that shit on Twitter right now. Take all of the tokens that you have left in your possession, them next to each other like a bar graph, and take a picture of it and tweet it.
Oh,
I love he's like, I dare you.
Because I'm going to get my testicles kicked into my throat the next time I see David in
That is a great line right there. I'm going to diddle my throat because that's where my dick's going to be.
I'm not going to diddle my throat. I'm going to get him kicked square into my fucking throat.
I'm going to murder all of you.
Kevin's going to be like, hey, honey, can you suck me off? You're like, well, why do you want me to kiss you? Because my dick is in my fucking throat. Because Gumby kicked me so hard. My fucking balls are hanging from my throat. Oh, that would be sweet.
My dad, like, I talk a lot. Like, you guys are going to see my balls in the back of the throat a lot.
It's okay. I think we would see them about the same in your pants. All your shit has holes in everything. I could see right through that.
Sure, it's hard.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
So did you want to send the second shipment to Canada, or you just want to send it to California?
Well, let's see. You know, I mean, we won't order any David tokens in the second half.
You son of a bitch!
Too much! He's gonna break it down. No, well, I don't know. Like, let's see. We'll see when we, give it another week or two, and we'll see when we get out.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, right now I've probably got just over half the box left, and I wanted to send David, like, one stack
his
of
whole,
them.
You wanted to send David all his tokens? Just, here.
No, well, like,
here, will you do something with these?
The way they're packaged, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1,
My
two,
wife
four,
doesn't so. Want this giant box of David tokens.
We should, the next run, like, we should just fucking, like, we should order, like, you know, we should keep the names, like, the same, like, the token, like, the actual tokens, like, we'll still do the 4-4 dragon. We'll just get, like, I don't know, somebody else instead of...
Do you want, Do you want to know how we...
You guys realize what's going to happen now? I'm going to fucking knock you guys the fuck out, and when you wake up, you're going to be strapped down, and I'm going to murder you by paper.
What? With your own... I was going to say...
Someone's left for David.
Look, there's a simple way to fix this in the next run.
No, what's fucked up? This is gonna be just like the fucking, just like the goddamn Super Bowl. Fucking everybody that was going for fucking Seattle was talking a whole bunch of shit in the first half, and then all of a sudden everybody shut the fuck up in the second half and lost. Fucking the next set's gonna come out, David's gonna fucking sell out before, or not even the next set, David's gonna end up selling out after this episode. Before all of us, and we're all gonna look like assholes. But at least we had fun giving him shit about it in the process.
Look, I'm as a marketing genius. There's a way to fix this.
Gonna
no, there's a way. There's a way to fix this. In the next run, we'll just put Kevin Middle's picture on David's token, and just change it to a 1-1. It's gonna sell. Like that's just way like. But we can put your name on it, like on the back. Like I don't know, like maybe if we just make the back.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna get that art and I'm going to make a brand and I'm gonna brand it into all of you guys.
We have to bend over and he's just. Well, TSGZ, you got to get him in the front so he can see it while he's diddling.
I'll just to prove that there's no hard feelings. Like I know You know, remember the whole tattoo fiasco, the last Modern Masters in Vegas thing? I'll get a tattoo of David's fucking token on myself, just so that David knows that I love him.
He'll make us all get tattoos that say we love David. He's like, I'll come home, my wife will be like, what the fuck did you do? I go, you know what? For 3 months, I made a lot of mistakes, and I'm paying for them right now.
For solidarity, we'll just get I Heart and the fucking picture of Gumby, like the fucking character Gumby from the 70s. We'll have him done up as like the Hulk. So he's just angry fucking raging Gumby. I don't know why we didn't do that in the first place. It's just the Gumby character, but with muscles like the Hulk. They're both green. You know, fuck it.
That's what we have to...
Gumby. And I'll just do a I Heart Gumby on my fucking arm somewhere. We'll get it tattooed, and that way I can't get my ass kicked for... destroying this person.
You know, we get the Gumby, the picture of Gumby, and in one under one arm, he's breaking like the neck of a gorilla, and on another arm, he's like he's got like the left leg of a human, and then he's stepping on an elemental, and he's just like, argh! That's because he's.
Yeah, well, no, like, we could do that, Gumby, but we could just have
because he'll like, hurt some, me otherwise.
Like some white dude, like yeah, it's Gumby with like some white dude in his like clutching his fucking throat, like you know, just some white dude with a fucking tiger fucking hat on in one hand, like fucking Gumby's hand around his throat. He's just winging around this red blur in the other hand, and then he's just got his
sitting on a cube. Taking a shit. He's just sitting on a cube. Taking a shit out of a cube box. And you just see like a hand coming out from under the one butt cheek. It says prowess.
And then we make that the Mary Lee token.
2020 shampoo, like, bitch.
I'm just here to destroy everything.
Actually, that should be the back of his the Raging Gumby token. Instead of the Heavy Metal logo, it's that. Just if you fuck with him too much, he turns into the fucking Merit Leech. Oh, yeah. That's funny shit, dude. I don't think we've had an episode. You guys are fucking assholes. Oh my god, we are assholes, but at least we have.
So hey, David, are you gonna drive to Vegas?
Yeah.
Okay. No, because you need a truck to carry
these
tokens.
I live like 4 hours away, so.
No. I was like, I'm actually. He said he was gonna do the full 6 days, so I was a little confused as to. Maybe what that was going to entail, but I think I figured it out.
I'm actually debating on this. I don't know if it would be a fucking good idea or not. I was thinking, like, obviously David and I can fucking, you know, save a lot of gas money and just drive together. But I was also actually thinking of possibly bringing a vehicle too and going separately. That way we have an extra vehicle
might
in
be a good
town.
Idea.
But then again, like, what is the difference in fucking gas for, you know,
both of us driving separate vehicles there and back, as opposed to like one of us driving and the other one fucking throwing that money towards like a rental car.
Yeah,
I mean, way more expensive than gas.
No,
well,
really?
But I mean, like,
because then you have to pay for the rental car and the gas.
Yeah, I understand that, but I mean, like, if I was gonna look at this logically, I'd be like, okay, who are we talking about here? A guy who's gonna be too drunk to ever drive anyway.
He's driving.
Yeah, that's exactly the point. It's like, I did not plan on driving.
Just
at
get
all.
In town and throw someone your keys. And be like, all right, let me know how it works.
Basically, that's the only safe thing to do.
Again, I'd also either be like, I'd be bringing. Well,
you know what we could do. We just like, as soon as Kevy gets in, we just take like. As soon as Kevy gets in, we say, give me your keys, and then we put like this ankle bracelet around his brain thing, but then it's tied to this like super heavy like box of David tokens, so he's like, he just can't get anywhere.
No idea, Dave. David, you're going to drive my truck, and then we're going to put my Harley in the back of it.
Well, that's not a bad idea.
I don't think we're going to need that many vehicles when we're out there, to be honest. I mean, the place that we're staying is not that far from the Strip. Like, it would be an issue of getting from there to the south end of the Strip, because then you could then take the monorail to either the convention center or most of the places.
No, it's like the place that we're staying is very similar, like from what I gather, is very similar in neighborhood to where we had the first house.
Is it?
I thought the first house was pretty far north of the Strip.
No, it was. That was in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah,
no.
I'm pretty sure that our first house was on fucking Decatur. And I think that the second house is near Decatur. It's still in the same neighborhood, same area. The huge difference is the convention center this time is now off the Strip, which is a lot closer than...
Oh, yeah, no, he could be right.
Like, what the problem we had before is, like, when you come into Vegas, what would that be? Fucking east. We were east of the Strip, but at the very south end of, like, the valley in Vegas. And so then you had the very north end of Vegas.
What the hell was that? So,
that I sneeze like Donald Duck. Sorry.
Because I thought, like, literally someone blew your head off or something, like a sniper just...
I thought the same thing.
Holy shit.
I was like, here I'm giving a geography lesson about Vegas, and David's just over
it.
I'm giving a geography lesson. I'm just going to blow my fucking head off.
I was so upset over the token situation.
He's like that last comment. I heard the silencer being screwed on the barrel. No, David, we're sorry. And he wrote a suicide note. Like, every time you look at my token, it will remind you of...
Remember what you
fucking
did.
Fucking asshole.
His suicide note is just printed on a fucking, like, an internet fucking printout page of his token because he doesn't actually have any of them. So he just prints.
You know what we would do, right? We would totally bury you in a coffin made of your fucking tokens. Just to be an asshole.
A coffin made of cardboard.
Oh my god.
Oh. Alright, hey, boys. Well,
I'm taking this opportunity to give him as much shit as I possibly
can. We love him.
Because every time I play Magic against this motherfucker, he crushes my face. And so, if I can be better at one thing in life, it's being on a token.
It's pretty exciting that both you guys are going to be able to take that.
Praise the Lord, I was born to travel. Feeling like Slash in front of the chapel. I'm lean back with the less pull. Shit I smoke is like cholesterol. Still dressing on the vest at the festival, the best of all. Had a midget Puerto Rican at my beck and call. Best believe that there was neck involved. Fuck around and almost wrecked the sub. We took acid for 10 days straight up in the mountains. Started running with the stallions. Playing frisbee in the West Indies. Did the tango with my kidneys. Eyes open, now I know just what my kids need. Rocking very loose pants. Rockin' very loose pants. Yeah.
year. Buried a million in the sand by the clock tower. Before I die, take a hot shower. Ride the Harley into the sunset. 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 By chance, I seen her in the lobby of the Ritz with a man, the one that swings the hockey stick. I was wearing all white and my hair was looking precious. Shit, I might cop a chest and a dresser. A little machine to make espresso. I heard your bitch still wears Echo. High trucks behind the box at the Checo. Live from the expo. I wear the wolf in the winter. Steer the coupe from the center. Who gives a fuck? I'm a sinner. I had dreams of fucking Kerry Hilson in my Dunkin'. Woke up naked at the Hilton with a bitch that looked like Seal's cousin. Bite the eel by the dozen. Gotta take it for the team. Bite the eel by the dozen. Pump the bass in the trunk, shit rattle like a baby hand. Except this toy costs 80 grand. And I'm crazy tan from all the places that I've been. Just for writing words with a pen. Tell the pilot land the plane, no Roosevelt in Maine. Put a jacuzzi on the 7 train and lay John Coltrane play with that cocaine face. I know your crash from that old Bay taste. The brass band with 7 pieces. My bitch's name is Peaches. We got twin Mac 11s with the features. Shit, you barely got sneaker money. So much dick in they mouths. Why these motherfuckers speaking funny? You need to speak clearer, dear, cause I can't hear ya. You need to speak clearer, dear, cause I can't hear ya. Shit. The Magic Johnson of the game. These lanes don't wanna play with me. Smile on your face, but I really know you hating me. I know you're mad cause I'm sick and it's plain to see. It's me. Ride the Harley into the sunset. Ride the Harley into the sunset. Ride the Harley into the sunset. Ride the Harley into the sunset.